विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान अभयचरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नित्यलीला प्रविष्ट विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमान भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की आनंद कोटि वैष्णव बृंद की नामाचार्य शील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोविनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर धाम की मदुरपुरी धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की द्वारकापुरी धाम की गंगमाई की यमुनामाई की तुलसी देवी की भक्ति देवी की सामवेद भक्त बृंद की गौर प्रेमानंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑफ ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शील प्रभुपाद नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय बोधने श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी निधि नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशधारिणी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय संसार सागरे मग्नं दीनं मां करुणानिधे कर्मग्राहगृहीताङ्गं मामुद्धर भवार्णवात् श्रीमद्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्षकृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतोऽसि मया नाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथे मदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोर्सव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेशा नाथस्त्वं नो यद प्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वभाव प्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं परम् जन्माद्यस्य यदोन्वया निरदश्चातेष्व विज्ञस्वरान् तेने ब्रह्महृदाय आदिगवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयां तेजो वारिमृदं यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषां धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्मप्रोज्जितगैतवोऽत्र परमो निर्मत्सराणां सतां वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परैरीश्वर सद्यो हृद्यवरुद्यनेत्र कृतिभिः शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षणान् निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं पिबदभागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमः यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुवेदमभेदकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकादरमजुहाव पुत्रैरि तन्मयदयत्तरवोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानदोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितिर्षदां तमोन्नं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते करवेणुकुणिदादृदाननिन्दोः मम वाचि विजृम्भदां मुरारे मधुरीं न कनिकापि कापि कापि नमः ओम विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिनी नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रजारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशधारिणी श्रीमल गुरुचरणारविंदाभ्यां नमः वंदे नंदव्रज स्त्रीनां पादरेणुमभीष्टशा यासां हरिगतो गीतं पुनादी भुवनत्रयं गोपी चरणारविंद परमानवे नमः पीतांबरं करविराजित चक्रशंखं कौमोदकी सरसिजं करुणा समुद्रं राधा सहायमति सुंदरं मंदहासं वातालयेशमनिशं हृदि भावयामि कोमलं कूजयन् वेणुं श्यामलोयं कुमारगा वेदवेद्यवरं ब्रह्म वासदाम्बुरदो मम मूकं करोति वाजालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमति राधिकायै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनम् गोविंद गोविंद ओम पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिदां भगवदां नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रदिदां पुराण मुनिनां मध्ये महाभारतं अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणी भगवदीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनी अम्बत्वामनुसंधदामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी नमोस्तु व्यास विशाल बुद्धे फुल्लारविंदाय तपत्र नेत्र येन त्वया भारत तैल पूर्ण प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीपां प्रपन्न पारिजाताय तोत्रवेत्रैकवाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृत दुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदो गावो दुग्धा गोपाल नंदन पार्थो वल्स सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धं गीतामृतं मह वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवगी परमानंदं कृष्णं वंदे जगद्गुरुं भीष्मद्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गांधार नीलोत्पला शल्यग्राहवदी कृपेण महिनी कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वथामा विकर्णघोरमकरा दुर्योधनामर्तिनी सोतीर्ण खलु पांडवैरणनदी कैवर्तककेशवां पाराशर्यवजसरोजममलं गीतार्थगंधोत्कटं नानाख्यानगकेसरं हरिकथा संबोधनाबोधितं लोकैः सज्जनषल्पदैरहरः पेबीयमानं मुदा भूयाद् भारत पंकज कलिमल प्रध्वंसिन श्रेयसे मूकं करोति वाजालं पंगुं लङ्घयति गिरिं यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुदां स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैर् वेदैः साङ्गपदैर्क्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्तियं सामगाहम् ध्यानावस्थित तद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्तियं योगिनो यस्यान्तम् अविदुसुरा सुरगणैः देवाय तस्मै नमः ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം ശ്രീ ശിവബ്രഹ്മർഷി
He is talking to Parikshit Maharaj about the childhood pastimes of Krishna, Balalila. Vilumangalam has said that about this Balalila, totally absorbed in the Balalila, Vilumangalam wrote the Krishna Karnamrutam. If you see in the Krishna Karnamrutam, what he says about that, if you look at the verses 254.
Upasadam Atmavida Purana Param Pumamsam Nihidam Guhayam Vayam Yashoda Shishubala Leela Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leelayama. 254. Upasada Atmavida Purana Param Pumamsam Nihidam Guhayam Vayam Yashoda Shishubala Leela Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leelayamam.
That is Vilumangalam's explanation on the Balalila. Those great yogis and jnanis who are performing meditation on Krishna, they see in the cave of their heart this Balalila of Krishna, Krishna's Balalila. So important that if you look at in Srimad Bhagavatam, Garga Bhagavatam, Sri Krishna Karnamadam, and many other literature, for the devotees, there is no other part of Bhagavatam which is more dear to them than this childhood pastimes, Balalila. We saw that since Krishna's appearance, there was first pastime with Putana Moksham, and then Shakadasura, and then Trinavarta, and then we also saw the first pastime of Krishna allowing Yashoda Devi to experience the presence of all the universes within Krishna. Isn't it? Within Krishna. So, there you can, you'll find there that the when when after Pudana Moksham, Pudana's liberation, when Shakadasura came to kill Krishna, you can see there, Sashuddha Valme Dvai Linavan Dhruvam, that this Shakadasura, that he had an another important benediction from Krishna. One thing interesting about the childhood pastimes, every demon who had come to kill Krishna, and when Krishna offered them liberation, they are all in different ways. Everybody has a different way of getting liberated. When Putana came, Krishna sucked the life air through the breasts, and with that, Putana's life was over. Putana went back to the spiritual world. With Shakadasura, there was no trace of anything. Shakada means the cart. When the cart was there, that normally when Krishna kills a demon, Krishna leaves the body of the demon here, only allow the soul to go back to Krishna. In Shakadasura's case, it was little different. Shakadasura's case, it was little different. What happened? That there, in Shakadasura's, for example, Anonilinangilahandumagada
Surarirevam bhavadavihim sida Rajobino drishtamamul shadal katham Sashuddha sattve tuilina vandruvam. In Shakadasura's case, that because Krishna kicked the cart, Shakadasura didn't have even a body left behind. The cart was broken into pieces and Shakadasura himself became a dust at Krishna's lotus feet. Padarenu. Let's become a Padarenu. Rajobino drishtam amushyadal kadam sashuddha sattve tvailinavan dhruvam. Means that that his body has not there and the soul has become a dust at Krishna's lotus feet. So that capacity to convert a person, a demon, from that inimical mood or the demoniac nature of that particular demon, to remove that from them and able to transfer him to become a dust at Krishna's feet, that has started from the time Mahabali came. From Mahabali's time this has started. Mahabali on the third feet, when Krishna put the third feet on Mahabali's head, Mahabali, the ahangaram inside has disappeared completely. Mahabali's ahangaram completely disappeared. Ego is completely disappeared. Mahabali became Krishna's most pure devotee. Similarly with Prahlada also, and now you can see here Shakadasura also. Rajobino drishtam amushyadal katham sashuddha sattve tvai linavan dhruvam. That Krishna is shuddha sattvam, pure goodness. And shuddha sattve tvai linavan dhruvam. That means that Shakadasura was allowed to go and dissolve himself at Krishna's lotus feet. Toi shuddha sattve toi linavan dhruvam. That is the benefit of Shakadasura's liberation. Shakadasura was liberated in that way. So in Krishnavadaram you can see here that big demons with a different nature, all of them, Krishna has transformed them into, given them the liberation and offered them a place in the spiritual world. That is the beauty of this childhood pastimes. Krishnavadaram, here you can see in this verse also, Shuka Brahmarshi says, Janmarksham. Janmarksham means that the you have to remember, realizing that it was Krishna's first birthday, more or less the first birthday. So it was then that Trinavarta came there and Krishna thought what should be done. Yashoda Devi was keeping Krishna on the lap and was feeding the breast milk to him. And if I sit on mother's lap, Trinavarta will take both of us and fly off from here. He didn't want that. So therefore, Krishna wanted to come out of Yashoda Devi's lap. Therefore, what he decided was that somehow or the other increased the weight, and the result was that Yashoda Devi could not carry the weight of Krishna. And Yashoda rolled Krishna from her lap onto the ground. And realizing that Krishna has been affected by some demoniac evil spirits, she decided to perform some rituals to free Krishna from those evil spirits. For that purpose she went to the kitchen. It was at that time Trinavarta picked him up. Trinavarta picked Krishna up and came out from there. And when they went away,
Trinavarta was going high in the sky to kill Krishna, but Krishna was holding on to Trinavarta's neck, holding very tight. And when Krishna increased the pressure on Trinavarta's neck, Trinavarta started choking and he couldn't breathe. He was saying to Krishna to leave him alone. Krishna says, if I get somebody, I don't leave them easily. I take them where I want to take them. That's why you'll see there,
Vada almagam danijam eva mai pradhunvan vadolbhavan mamagadan kimuno dhunoshi kimva karomi punarapyanilalayesha.
Melpatur said to Krishna, that Trinavartan is a manifestation of the wind. He came in the form of a wind. And that form, wind is always Vayu, isn't it? Vayu is Krishna's deity, was installed by Vayu and Guru. So therefore, he says to Vadaltmajam Danijameva Mai Pradhunvan, that demon Trinavarta, you have released him from the problems. And when Krishna increased the pressure on his neck, tightened, and Trinavarta fell there, Krishna fell on top of the body. So with all these different incidents in Gokulam, Yashoda Devi felt very uncomfortable. She wanted to look at this child's horoscope. And it was at that time, Yashoda Devi was saying this to Nanda Maharaj many times before, that if we get a proper opportunity, we should bring a good astrologer and have a look at this child's horoscope. It was at that time that Nanda Maharaj used to say that we will do that, but one instance, Vasudeva has told Nanda Maharaj before when he visited him that if I get to see Gargamuni, Garga Maharshi, I will ask him to come to give the name for my son, referring to Balaram, not referring to Krishna, that I will send him there. So, Nanda Maharaj was actually waiting for Garga Maharshi to come, because Nanda Maharaj has told him that one day he would come and therefore the name giving ceremony can be performed when Garga Maharshi comes. That is what you will find there in the verse. If you look at the seventh chapter.
Drishto albhudani bahusho nanda gobo brihadvani vasudeva vajo bhuyo manayamasa vismidam.
That says everything what Vasudeva has spoken so far has come true. There is something very strange with this child, that Nanda Maharaj was confused, because he simply chanted the holy name and waiting for Garga Maharshi to come. Shuka Brahmarshi says that it was at that incident, after this Trinavarta's experience, that the next incident what happened with Krishna. What was that?
Ekada arbhagamadaya swangamaropya bhamini prasnudam payayamasa stanam sneha variplodaham.
That with a keeping Krishna on the lap, Yashoda Devi was feeding the breast milk to Krishna. Payayamasa stanam sneha variploda. Because of the affection for Krishna, there was plenty of milk on the breasts.
ഏകദർഭതമാതായ സ്വാംഗമാരോപ്യ ഭാമിനി പ്രശ്നുതം പായയാമാസ സ്തനം സ്നേഹപരിപ്ലുതാം. അറ്റ് ദാറ്റ് ടൈം പീതപ്രായസ്യ ജനനി സാ തസ്യ രുചിരസ്മിതം മുഖം ലാളയതി രാജൻ ജൃംഭതോ ദൃശേമിതം. വാട്ട് വാസ് ദി ഇൻട്രസ്റ്റിംഗ് സൈഡ് ദേർ? പീതപ്രായസ്യ ജനനി, while Krishna was sucking the milk from the breast, Krishna is looking at Yashoda Devi's face. Sa tasya ruchirasmidam, Yashoda Devi is smiling looking at Krishna. Krishna is also smiling looking at Yashoda. Mukham lalayadi rajan jrumbhado dadrashemidam. That while cuddling Krishna and while massaging Krishna's face and looking at Krishna's face, Krishna is also looking at Yashoda Devi's face. They are smiling at each other. Suddenly what happened? Jrumbhado dadrishemidam. The greatest shock Yashoda had at that moment. What happened? Kamrodasi jyotiranigamasha suryenduvanishwasanam buddhischa dvivan nagamstadduhidaruvanani bhudani yani sthirajangamani. It is easy to say that Yashoda Devi has seen everything. It is easy to say that there is nothing that she hasn't seen. That's how it was. Kamrodasi jyotir anigamasha suryendu vannishwasanambudimscha dvivan nagamstadduhidarvanani bhudani yani sthirajangamani. That is what has happened there to them. That that Krishna, while sucking the milk, he is smiling at Yashoda and sometimes making funny noises also. And all that childish nature, Balalila's beauty, and without drinking milk, sometimes with Yashoda, Krishna wants to speak to Yashoda. Yashoda Devi says, I don't have so much time, you should drink the milk now. So, when Yashoda chastises him in a very mild way, Krishna will drink the milk again. And again, Krishna will stop drinking the milk. So, and Krishna wants to hear Yashoda's threats. Yashoda is threatening Krishna that I will leave you here and go now if you don't drink the milk, that you won't get the milk in this way. And Krishna wants to hear that, the threats from Yashoda. So, different ways, Krishna was pulling Yashoda's nose, Yashoda's hair, and all the jewelry what Yashoda Devi was wearing in the neck. And while Krishna was doing all these things, Krishna's that activities has actually increased the affection in Yashoda Devi's heart. And she was what happened? She was looking at Krishna, and suddenly this incident happened, that in that little mouth Yashoda Devi saw this whole thing. Kamrodasi jyotir, the sky, the mountains, the oceans, the rivers, the flood, the forests, everything, the stars and the whole planetary systems, within that Yashoda feeding the milk to Krishna, like this, an unusual scene Yashoda Devi has experienced, and she got frightened. She got frightened. Immediately asked for Rohini's help. Rohini was there to allow to help. That you will see there. Sa vikshya vishwam sahasa rajan samjadave padu sammilyam rasha bhakshi netre asit suvismidaha. Netre asit suvismida. Seeing all these things with her own eyes, she was in such a shock. Mrigasha Bhakshi, Yashoda Devi, sa aviksha vishwam sahasa, the whole creation inside, Rajan samjadave padhu, she got so frightened. Yashoda Devi calls for help, and Yashoda Devi asked for help, and Rohini came there. Sahasa Rajan samjadave padhu, the forests, the oceans, the mountains, so many things she saw. And they had a little conversation,
Yashoda Devi says to Krishna, Rahuni Devi says to Yashoda Devi that what happened. Yashoda says that I have seen all these things in his mouth. Rohini says, yeah, I can understand that. Because children, when you give them milk like this, especially when they are teething, then their teeth are coming out. If you put the hands into their mouth, they'll bite it. And when you get bitten, you will see all the planetary systems because of the pain. This is how, Rohini made the whole matter look very simple. But Yashoda Devi knew that it was not the truth. She has seen something which is quite unusual. So, somehow or the other, Yashoda handed over the baby Krishna to Rohini. Rohini kept Krishna on her lap and Yashoda went away. So, Rohini asked Krishna, did you frighten your mother? Did you frighten Yashoda Devi? So, and Yashoda Devi was trying to make Krishna to smile and laugh. And at that time, Rohini, when she tried to make Krishna to smile, Krishna smiled. At that time, the baby teeth that was coming out, Rohini has seen that. And they were feeling extreme bliss. Meanwhile, Yashoda Devi comes back and Rohini showed the teeth, Krishna's teeth to Yashoda. And seeing that, both Yashoda and Rohini felt very blissful. They felt very happy. And so, it was at that time, you will see that, garga purohito rajan yadunam sumahatava vrajam jagamanandasya vasudeva prajodidaha. Because Vasudev has asked Garga Maharshi to come, Vasudeva Prajodida, the first verse in the 8th chapter. Garga Maharshi has come. That is their Purohida. Garga Purohido Rajan, Yadu Inam Sumahatava. So, when Garga Maharshi arrived at Gogulam to see Yashoda Devi, Nanda Maharaj and Rohini, the intention was, Vasudeva had sent Nanda Maharaj to give the name to Balaram, because that is recognized that Rohini, Vasudeva's wife, had come and had the child Balaram. Balaram is growing up in Nanda Maharaj's house. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda is still thinking, Balaram is Vasudeva's son, Krishna is our son. This is the understanding. So, when he walked in, Garga Maharshi is a famous sage. He is considered to be one of the greatest rishis who have studied the planetary systems and formulated the science of astrology, Jyotisham. So, Hora Shastram. It's called Hora Shastram. So, he is a sage with his long white beard, and the dress is a deer skin, matted hair, ashes all over the body, and yoga danda, that means is dandam, what they use for while sitting in the yoga posture, kamandalu, the water pot, and very simple clothing. He walked in at that moment to Nanda Maharaj's house. Garga Maharshi arrived there. So, as soon as he walked in, Nanda Maharaj recognized him and told him that, I believe that Vasudev had sent you here. Is that true? He says to him. Nanda Maharaj asked Garga Maharshi. Garga Maharshi told Nanda Maharaj that I was told that Vasudev's son is here growing up. I have come actually to perform the name giving ceremony, Namakaranam, for him. Oh, Nanda Maharaj said, that's very nice. Dijadi Samskara.
Tam drishtva parama prida pratyutha ekadanjali anarcha athokshajadiya pranibada purasaram. Tum hi brahmavidam shrestha samskaran kartumar hasi balayor anayor nirnam janmana brahmano guru.
Janmana brahmano guru. But only for Vasudev's son you are going to give the name. What about my son? Let that also happen. He says to him, let the name giving for my son as well. Alekshidosmi. You can see there that
Tumhi Brahmavidam Shrestha Samskaran Kartum Arhasi Balayor Anayor Nanam Janmana Brahmano Guru.
That he says there in the, if you look at the 11th verse also, you will mention the same thing.
Evam samprartido vipra svachikirshidam evadal chakara namakaranam gudho rakhasi bhalayoho.
Gudho rakhasi bhalayoho. That for a long time I have been thinking, says Nanda Maharaj, that when your son is having the name-giving ceremony, same time my son also should have the name given to him. And Gargamuni said, I had come here to give the name to both children, but your spiritual, your Purohit, priest, like Garga Maharshi is the priest for Vasudeva and Devaki, but Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, Shandilya Maharshi is the priest who have to perform that. And if I come and do what Shandilya Maharshi is supposed to do, that may not be very proper, said Gargamuni to Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. I am more than happy to do that, but this may be a problem. If I, Shandilya Maharshi is your Purohit who should come and perform the ceremony for you, but all cowherd boys, cowherd men, their guru is Shandilya Maharshi. Yeah, Nanda Maharaj thought that Garga Maharshi is the spiritual master for all the Yadavas, Yadava family. Not only that, just like Vasishtha Maharshi is for the solar dynasty. Vasishtha Maharshi is for the solar dynasty, Surya Vamsham. How Vasishtha has performed all the ceremonies for, right from the beginning, to the various kings who appeared in the solar dynasty, including Ramachandra. Similarly, for the Yadavas and for the lunar dynasty, Garga Maharshi has been performing the ceremony for all the kings throughout the lunar dynasty. And for many, many years, Garga Maharshi has stopped performing these ceremonies. Like rice, feeding, annaprashanam, birthday, namakaranam, like the little ceremonies they perform in the beginning for the babies, which Garga Maharshi used to do before, he has stopped all that. Normally he sends some of his disciples to do that. Most of the time he was in the cave in his meditation. Rishi, isn't it? Living in the forest, in his great meditations, he used to be absorbed, Garga Maharshi. And while in meditation, he heard instructions from Krishna to Mayadevi. What Krishna was saying to Mayadevi in Goloka Vrindavanam, Garga Maharshi heard this inside the cave while sitting and in meditation of Krishna.
That's what you will see there in the first chapter itself. This will come out.
Vasudeva grihe sakshal, 23rd verse. Bhagavan purushapara janishyade talprayartham sambhavandu surastriyaha. Vasudeva grihe sakshal, Bhagavan purushapara janishyade talprayartham sambhavandu surastriyaha.
That while in that meditation in the cave, Garga Maharshi heard this, Krishna's instructions to Maya Devi to go to Nanda Maharaj's home and take birth there. That is in the Nirvikalpa Samadhi state. In Samadhi state, without any Vikalpa, Nirvikalpa state, Krishna is saying to Maya Bhagavati, I am going to take birth in Vasudev's home. Vasudev's home. And from then, and this, Garga Maharshi heard this while in the cave. And after a while, he heard that, if you look at the second chapter, everything what was happening in the Goloka Vrindavanam, here, he is hearing this. Who? Garga Maharshi is hearing everything what goes on. He says to him that, Gacha Devi, in the second chapter you will see, what Krishna was saying to Sri Parvati. Gacha Devi Vrajam Bhadre, Goba Gobhir Alankradam, Rohini Vasudevasya, Bharyaste Nanda Gogule, Anyasta Kamsa Samvignam, Vivareshu Vasandihi, Devakya Jadare Garbham, Sheshakhyam Mama Dharma Mamakam, Tal Sannikrishya Rohinyam, Udare Sanniveshaya, 7 and 8. Then he says to him, Krishna's instructions to Devi, Durga Devi. And those instructions, here, Garga Maharshi is hearing all those things in the cave. That is the important message. To transfer Sangarshanamurti, Balaram, from the Devagi Devi's womb to Rohini's womb, asking Durga Devi to go and appear in the Gokulam as Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi's child. All these things, Garga Maharshi sitting in the cave in his samadhi state is able to hear everything. That is why Garbha Sangarshanatham Vai Prahu Sangarshanam Bhuvi Ramedi Logaramana Balam Balavaduchayad. So, and Garga Maharshi heard everything and he woke up from his meditation. He woke up and he decided that it's no point in sitting in the cave now. Krishna is coming, Balaram is coming, Durga Devi also is coming. And this is exactly what Garga Maharshi felt. That is what Villamangalam is saying there. Vayam Yashoda Shishu Bala Leela Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leelayama. If I sit in this cave in meditation, I won't see all those pastimes what Krishna is going to perform. And Villamangalam also said this. He said, Vayam Yashoda Shishu Bala Leela Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leelayama. That Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leela, that Krishna's childhood pastimes, the river of pastimes that's flowing, Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leelayama Vayam Yashoda Shishu Bala Leela, that Bala Leela of Yashoda Shishu, he wanted to see himself and to be a part of that Bala Leela. The same desires that happened in Villumangalam's heart has happened to, at that time, to Garga Maharshi also. He also wanted to be a part of that childhood pastimes. So, there is no question of sitting here in Samadhi, he said. I'm going. He left the place again. So, that
Krishnavataram in Krishna's appearance, that it is his right to be the Purohit for the Yadava family altogether, isn't it? So naturally giving the name to Krishna, that's his right to do that, and he doesn't want to miss that. And then after that, the various samskaras that they have to perform for Krishna, Shodasha samskaram, the 16 different samskaras they perform, all that, it is his right. Who? Garga Maharshi's right. He doesn't want to miss all that. I'm not going to sit here keeping my eyes closed, he said. So he stopped his he stopped his meditation, and from there Garga Maharshi has come here, and that's what you find in that 8th chapter, Garga Maharshi's arrival. And in the, you can see what did he say? Evam samprarthito vipra suchikirshitamevadal chagara namakaranam gudo rahasi balayohom. That he has a little anxiety about something. What was that? Nothing but that one thing was that that Garga Maharshi knows the incident, what's happening in Kamsa's palace. Kamsa had, after Putana's death, Kamsa heard that there is someone in Gokulam who killed Putana. Putana was killed. And so something was working in Kamsa's head. And he didn't know that it is Vasudev's son who is in Gokulam with Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. So Garga Maharshi thought, if I perform the name-giving ceremony, Namagaranam, for Krishna, it is a possibility that Kamsa knows that I have gone there and I have given the name to some child, and he may connect this incident with Putana's death. It is possible that Kamsa could probably think in a way to kill Krishna and come to Gokulam and kill Krishna. Some arrangements can, some possibility of such a thing happening. Anyway, that anxiety was there. At the same time, what was that? The authorized way how Garga Maharshi came there was that Vasudev told Garga Maharshi to give the name to his son, who is Balram, the white person. He should be given the name. And Sri Parvati, there was no necessity to give the name. By the time Kamsa pulled her from Devaki Devi's lap and threw her on the rocks, she went up to the sky. There was no necessity to give any name to her after that. She went high in the sky and stood there in the sky and spoke to Kamsa. That we have seen before. Now, there is another child there, this blue boy, who is there. And Garga Maharshi thought, what name shall I give it to him? For the white child, Garga Maharshi decided to give these names, Rama, Baladev, Balabhadra, Sankarsana, all these three names was given to him. And that's mentioned there. Why these three different names were given to Balaram. And Pragayam Vasudevasya Kuchil Jadastavalmaja Vasudevam Idi Sriman Abhijna Samprajakshadev. Then it said that because Krishna will appear in Vasudeva's house, therefore he has a name Vasudeva. His name Vasudeva. We can give that name to him. And he couldn't say this to Nanda Maharaj directly,
So what name has to be given? So Garga Maharshi was in that anxiety, thinking about that. Because actually he has appeared in Vasudeva's child. So he should be given the name Vasudeva. But how to say this to Nanda Maharaj? And when Garga Maharshi explained the difficulty of giving the name to Krishna, Nanda Maharaj told him,
what did he say?
Chagara namagaranam gudo rehasi balayoho. No harm, we can give the name to him, both the children, in confidentially. We'll close all the doors, windows, everything, and then we'll go to the Goshala and we'll perform the namagaranam ceremony there. You have to remember, at this time, the house is full with gopis and the cowherd boys. Yashoda Devi told all of them to leave house, told them to go away. They were more inquisitive to find out what's happening. Naturally, isn't it? So they were asking, Yashoda Devi, I'll tell you all that later. Just go now. Leave the place. Yashoda Devi put them all in a suspense and sent them away from home. They all left, went away, thinking what's going to happen. So in the Goshala, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, Rohini, Balaram and Krishna and the cows. That's it. Nobody else there. That's where this is happening. That Logaramanan, because they bought, Rohini brought Balaram and Yashoda Devi brought Krishna and put them in front of Garga Maharshi. So first he took Balaram and gave the name to Balaram. Rama iti loka ramanal, because he will give pleasure to the whole world, he was given the name Balaram, and told Rohini that this name will suit this child very much. And just like Kausalya Devi's son, Sri Ramachandra, has given pleasure to this world, similarly, Balaram also, give a lot of happiness to this world. And he had the name Sri Ramachandra in his time, and he was known, well known by that name. But this child will be known as Balaram and throughout the world, because he'll be so powerful. And obviously, unlike today, we will ask how much the baby was weighing when the baby was born, isn't it? Garga Maharshi didn't ask that. Didn't ask that question. So, and as soon as you see Balaram, you want to take him in the hand. So beautiful. And when you take him, you will notice the strength in his body. Then, not only that, Yadava race, he will keep them together. Balaram will keep them together through his power known as Sankarshanamurti. Therefore, Rohini was told that he had these three names, Sankarshana, Balaram, or Balabhadra, who is so powerful, and Rama, who gives pleasure, who is very strong, and who keeps the whole Yadava family together, therefore Sankarshana. Sankarshana, Balabhadra, and Balaram, these three names were given to him, and he will give a great personality, who will give a lot of happiness to this world, and that is how Balaram was very peaceful when the name giving ceremony was given. And when he said that, next was Krishna. Krishna's name has to be given. When Yashoda Devi handed over the baby to Garga Maharshi,
Krishna looked at Garga Maharshi's face and told him, if you don't give me a good name, you will have it for the rest of the life, he said. And when Garga Maharshi looked at Krishna's face, tears came from Garga Maharshi's eyes. Why? Because seeing that beauty in the forest, in the cave, sitting there in meditation. Bhagavatam, in the beginning it says, idam hi pumsattapasa shrudasyava sushtasya suktasya jabuddhidhyatayoho avichyudartakka vibhir nirubido yaduttama shloka gunani varnanam. Srinara Maharshi, while talking about Vedavyas Maharshi, that uttama shloka, Krishna, keeping him on this lab, so many great personalities have spoken about Krishna. Chidamsham nurmalam nurvigalpam niriham niragaram ongaram okhyam. Vishnu Bhujangam begins like that about him. So, there is no limit to glorify Krishna. There is no limit. How do we glorify Krishna? In the Vishnu Sahasranam begins with Vishwasmai Nama. The whole world is Vishnu. Whole creation is Vishnu. Isn't it? Vishnavai Nama. Similarly, these are all Krishna's different aspects. When you want to present Krishna, how do you introduce Krishna? We can introduce all of us each other easily. But to introduce Krishna to this world is not easy. Why? Because Chidamsham, he is Chitta, Chit Shakti. Nirmalam, he is beyond the three modes of material nature. Nirvigalpam, there is no vigalpams inside. Niragaram, Ongaram, Ongaram is Krishna. Niragaram, that is his other aspect of the impersonal side, the whole creation in other words. With all that, what name to be given to him? This was the confusion in Garga Maharshi's heart. He was thinking, what am I supposed to give? What name am I supposed to give? And he was feeling that great happiness that he had the opportunity to keep Krishna on his lap. And he's sitting there thinking what name to be given. Even in the Nirvigalpa state, Samadhi state, what the great yogis and jnanis who wants to have a vision of this form in their heart inside, is that form right now in his lap, isn't it? And he is not still convinced that I had that great fortune of having Krishna on the lap. At that time, Krishna caught the beard, the big white beard of Garga Maharshi, and pulled the beard. And when he pulled that beard, Garga Maharshi didn't know what to do, what to say to him. That somehow or the other, he managed to take the hand off from the beard and started pulling. So he put the second hand also and started pulling the other side. So when he pulled one hand off from the beard, the other hand went in to pull the beard. So, and somehow or the other, Garga Maharshi felt a great happiness, just like a grandfather keeps a grandson, grandchild on the lap and enjoying that company of the grandfather or the grandson's company. In the same way, some happiness in the Garga Maharshi felt. So, he was thinking like this, that when I keep this child on my chest, close to me, and his soft hands and legs, all of them, the feet, everything, when they touch my body, the experience I have inside me, is that better? Or when I am sitting in the forest, in the cave, in meditation about Krishna, which I experience in my Nirvigalpa state, which one is better? He started thinking like that. So, Garga Maharshi could not decide that at that point. And when Krishna pulled the beard, the idea stuck Garga Maharshi's mind. He thought, he's the one who will pull everybody towards him. And that is all. In that meaning, he says to him, that he will give the name to him as Krishna. Krishna. That's how from that, pulling the beard, it started off giving the name to, ended up in giving the name to Krishna. It mentions there that how that experience of Garga Maharshi, he says that, Kathamasya nama kurvim, sahasra namno, ananda namnova, iti nunam gargamuni, chakre tava nama rakasi vibho. Krishidadunagara abhyam, sattananda atmanam, kila bhilabal, jagadakakarshitvam va kathaya krishi, krishna namate vetanul. How Garga Maharshi came to the conclusion of giving this name Krishna to the baby is like this. That kathamasya nama kurve sahasra namno ananda namno va. He has many thousands of names. And what name am I supposed to give? Iti nunam gargamuni. In this way thinking gargamuni. Chakre tava namam rahasi vibho. That rahasi vibho. That confidentially in his mind these thoughts were going through. Then he decided what? Krishidadunagara abhyam satta anandatmanam kilabhilabal jagadakakarshitvam va kathay krishi krishna namate vetanul. The way he was pulling on, he thought that he will pull the sinful reactions, jagat of the whole world. He can pull that away and free everyone from their sinful reactions. Jagat akakarshitvam va. That akakarshanam, able to pull, take out everybody sinful, which means that he is a person who can offer liberation. That's what it means. Because we don't get liberated. Why? Because of our sinful activities. That's why we have a body. Isn't it? When the all sinful reactions are over, completely wiped out, then we get released from this material existence. So that person who is capable of removing all sinful reactions of a person, jagat agakarshitumva, agakarshitumva kathaya krishi, krishna namade vetanol, who is capable of removing all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Therefore, kathaya krishi, the rishi said, Garga Maharshi said, krishna namade vetanol, that he should be given the name as Krishna. And Garga Maharshi said this to Nanda Maharaj. That that time he says here that 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 I'll give this name to him because he will pull the whole world towards him, and the beauty, Krishna's beauty, even those who are enemies to Krishna, inimical to Krishna, even they will be attracted to Krishna. And they will not, anybody who has come into, attracted by Krishna, who comes to him, they will never be able to come out of that control. So, so due to Krishna's beauty, and due to his great opulences, and all the power, Aishwaryas, everything, Aishwarya Siddhis, the whole world will be attracted to hate him. That is why, jagat akakarshitvam va, that he will be able to remove the sinful activity reactions of everyone. And not only that, normally if magnetic, near a magnet, if iron particles come closer, but if iron is rusted, the iron is rusted, it will not be attracted by the magnet. It will be attracted by the magnet. Similarly, it will not be attracted by the magnet, isn't it? If the iron is rusty. Similarly, that these sinful activities, what we have done, that is the reaction of that, is the rust in our mind. That's why we are not getting attracted to Balalila, attracted to Krishna or to Bhagavatam. Because this rust is inside all of us. Our mind is not getting attracted to Krishna, because just like they say, like the iron which is rusty will not get attracted to the magnet,
Similarly, the mind also, which is rusty with our sinful thoughts, sinful activities, what we have done in the past, the reactions of all that is like the rust in our heart, in the mind, and therefore our mind is not getting attracted to Krishna. So, when that rust is completely taken out from inside, that immediately we will be attracted to Krishna. We'll be attracted to Krishna. That is the important point. That saundaryottaratobi sundaradaram todruvam ascharyadobi ascharyam bhuvane nakasya kutukam pushnadi vishno vibho. Krishna's beauty is such, saundaryottaratobi sundaradaram. Of all the beautiful things in this world, more beautiful than all that is Krishna. Todruvam. Then what else? Ascharyadobi ascharyam. Ascharyadobi ascharyam. Of all the amazing things in this world, is more amazing than everything else. And then, madhurya duryadabi. Madhurya duryadabi. That, of all the sweet things in this world, Krishna is the sweet of all, sweetest of all. And this name, Krishna, carries the whole meaning of Vedam, the knowledge of the Vedas. Krishidhatu nagarabhyam sattanandalmanam kilabhilabal. So, it also has the meaning that satta chitta anandam, that is also from grammatical side. Great grammarian says that this word Krishna carries that satta chitta anandam meaning as well. The greatest happiness is what? That Nanda Maharaj, Gargamashi asked Nanda Maharaj, Gargamuni asked Nanda Maharaj, what was the greatest happiness that you felt when Krishna was born? Nanda Maharaj said, Jada Akhladam, that Nanda Maharaj and Ishwaradevi did not have a children for a long period of time. So when this child was born, the happiness they felt. Jada Akhlada. So, similarly, when you have some good friends in this world, or just like you are drowning in the water, suddenly if you get hold of a log of wood to escape from that floods, if you catch hold of a log of wood, how you feel happy? Similarly, this child will be like that for you, because wandering in this material world, you are running around here and there. But you have got somebody whom you can hold on to, and that is this happiness. So, Nanda Maharaj explained to everybody there, particularly to Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj and Rohini, Garga Maharshi explained to them that this child will be your whole source of happiness for the rest of your life, and you should take care of him very well. And gave this name Krishna to the baby. Said, at that time, what did this child Krishna do at that time? Krishna says that Krishna passed water all over Garga Maharshi. What can you do now? Nothing can be done. So, it was like a gift to Garga Maharshi from Krishna, for giving the beautiful name Krishna to him. That so you can imagine when Krishna did that, what Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj's situation. They didn't know what to do. They took the baby off from Garga Maharshi, but what to say to Nanda Maharaj, to Garga Maharshi, for what Krishna has done? He said whether to bring fresh clothes for him, or to move away from where he was sitting so they could clean up the whole place. All these thoughts in Yashoda was in a bit of a confused state. How to deal with the situation? And he said, Garga Maharshi says to them, it doesn't matter. When you take little babies like that, these things should happen. He says, after all, he has shown a lot of affection to me. That's what is the symptom of that he has done this to me, he says. So Gargamashi is in ecstasy, in bliss. He is sitting there after all this, and not only his cloth is all wet, but his heart is also wet with that love that Krishna has shown to him. And he brought the, then what they do normally after the name giving ceremony, the next Jatakarmam, then they have to write the horoscope. They have to write the horoscope. You will see that horoscope, how he wrote, how Gargamashi wrote the horoscope. And put one condition in that horoscope. What was that? Snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi sanam aigai punashogaihi druhyadi yasadu nashye idityo vadate mahatvam rishi vairyaha. That was the horoscope. That is from Narayaniyam. Elpatu put it like this. But in the Bhagavatam, you will not find it in that same way. All he said was, Narayana samo gunaihi. In qualities, he will be like Narayana. Shriya kirtyanubhavena gopayasya samahida. And he also said there that the samaya sarayobhi bhavandedan vishnu bhakshani vasura ya erasvin mahabhaga pridim kurvandi manava. That in a simple way he said that this child will be your soul shelter in the future, and spoke about him. But one important point he mentioned there, that with this child you should show only affection to him. If you try to give him trouble, your head will go. Your head will go. And you have already seen that, haven't you? Who said that? Gargamashi says to Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This is all happening, very confidential conversation in the Goshala. Nobody else is there. Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Devi, Gargamashi and Rohini. And Krishna and Balaram. They are all there. Nobody else. So it's their presence. He's saying this, all these things that you have seen. If you try to upset him, the head will go. You already noticed that, haven't you? What happened to Trinavarta? What happened to Putana? And so many others. So never think any time in your mind, think of getting angry with him, or show your hate or anger towards him, because if you don't do that, everything will be okay, said Gargamashi to Nanda Maharaj. And saying all these things, Gargamashi left Nanda Maharaj's home, and then Nanda Maharaj took the baby from Gargamashi and kept it on his lap. And Gargamashi looked at the baby again and left the home. Shuka Brahmashi is saying here, see what he is saying there? There's a few verses there. That is the next four verses, you can see. That 21, 22, 23, 24... all those verses are the beginning of the childhood. Just the after the name giving ceremony, the Balalila, the most famous verses, they are all. That he says 21st verse. Kalena Kalena Vrajadalpena Gokule Ramakeshavo Janubhyam Sahapanibhyam Ringamano Vijakradum. In course of time, Ramachandra, Balram and Krishna, both of them started Janubhyam Sahapanibhyam Ringamano Vijakradu. Then they started their childhood pastimes. It means that putting the hands on the floor and the knees on the floor, they started moving around everywhere. And in that process, a lot of things happened. A lot of things happened. What's he saying? Tavangri Tavangri Yugma Manikrishya Sari Sripandav ഘോഷപ്രഘോഷരുചിരം വ്രജകർദമേഷു തന്നാദഹൃഷ്ടമനസാവനുസൃത്യലോകം മുഗ്ധപ്രഭീതവ ഉഭയദുരന്തിമാത്രോഹ തന്മാദരോ നിജസുതോ ഘൃണയാ സ്നുവന്ത്യോ പങ്കാംഗരാഗരുചിരാ ഉപഗുഹ്യദോർഭ്യാം ദത്വാസ്തനം പ്രപിപദോസ്മ മുഖം നിരീക്ഷ്യ മുഗ്ധസ്മിതാൽപദശനം യയതു പ്രമോദം യർഹംഗന ദർശനീയ കുമാരലീല അന്തർവ്രജേ തദവല പ്രഗൃഹീതപുച്ഛൈഹി വത്സൈരിതസ്തത ഉഭാവനുഗൃഹ്യമാണോ പ്രയക്ഷന്തമുജ്ജിതഗൃഹ ജഗൃഷോ ഹസന്ധ്യാഹ ശൃംഗ്യഗ്നി ദംഷ്ട്യസി ജലദ്വിജകണ്ടകേഭ്യ ക്രീഡാപരാവധിചലോ സുസുതോ നിഷേധും ഗുർഹ്യാണി കർത്തുമപി യത്ര തജ്ജനന്യോ ശേകാദമാബുദരലം മനസോ അനവസ്ഥാം.
These four verses particularly important because this is the way Krishna and Balaram behaved in their early days, right after they have started moving around first time. After the Namakaranam ceremony, Jatakarmam and Namakaranam and horoscope, everything was written, and then Gargamarshi left. Here, Sri Shuka Brahmarshi is saying the weeks and months what Balaram and Krishna was passing their time in Nandamaharaj's courtyard. How they played together. There is so much spoken about that in different books. So, here he says that sometimes the calves and cows are standing outside in the Maharaj's house in the courtyard. They'll always be there because that's their main occupation, isn't it? Looking after the cows. So naturally, lot of calves and cows are present there. Lot of cow dung is lying there. The calves are lying there. And in the morning hours, sometimes in the when the sun is rising, and the calves and the cows, they lie there in the courtyard, enjoying the sunshine. Balaram and Krishna goes into the courtyard, hold on to the tail of the calf. The calf gets frightened when somebody comes and calls. Calves are also a little bit playful nature they have. So when they go and hold the tail of, when Balaram does something, Krishna wants to do the same thing. So Balaram goes and holds the tail of a calf, the calf gets up. Balaram doesn't leave. The calf starts running, Balaram goes along with the calf. Rohini gets frightened. When Balaram does something, Krishna wants to do exactly the same thing. Krishna goes and catch hold of another tail of a calf, the tail of another calf. And that calf also gets frightened and runs away. And both Krishna and Balaram, holding on to two different tails, is running around in the courtyard. Calf is running everywhere, and Krishna and Balaram is also running. Rohini and Yashoda is in shock, didn't know what to do. They can't run with the calf, they don't have that pace to go with them. So, and little by little, Krishna and Balaram started getting up and holding and standing up by holding on to the tail and walking with the tail. In this way, they started to learn how to get up, how to walk, how to run. These things they learn with the calves. So, what was the fear? Yashoda and Rohini were in great anxiety at that time. Because when they were small babies, they could manage keeping them with them. But now they are growing up. And seeing these activities, they got worried. Why? What he says here? That tanmadharav nijasudhav ghrinayasnu vandhyav pangangarag rujira upaguhya dorbhyam dattvasthanam prabhivadosmokham nireshya mugdasmidalpadashanam edu pramodam. That what used to happen was that Yashoda and Rohini will bathe Krishna and Balaram very well in the morning with all the best available ingredients those days, whatever they had. Dress them nicely,
put all the jewelry and enjoy looking at them. After all, very well decorated nicely. They will go straight away and throw the whole cow dung and the earth and cow's urine. The whole body is smeared with everything. With the cow dung and the cow's urine, and the whole body is completely covered in that. Yashoda and Rohini had to go and bring them back, again bathe them, put them on the lap, and then feed them with the milk, breast milk, and look at their faces at that time, and both of them were in great ecstasy, looking after Balaram and Krishna in this way. So, here, one problem has happened. What was that? Shringya Agni Damshti Asi Jalad Vijagandagebhya Krida Paravadi Jalau Susudau Nishedhum Grihyani Kartumabi Tatana Tajanani Darsha Shegadam Abaduralam Manaso Navastam. That whenever they saw fire, in the kitchen there was fire, the wood was burning, they'll go there and play with the fire. Shringya Agni. Similarly, the knives that was in the kitchen for cutting vegetables and everything, Krishna will go and pick it up. And if you ask Krishna, he won't give it back. He will hold it, make it more tight. Difficult to get it out. Yashoda was saying to Krishna, don't play with the knife, it will hurt you. Krishna says, what for? This is for me to play. I'm not going to give it back to you. In that way, Krishna was teasing Yashoda. When Krishna did something like that, Balaram also did exactly the same thing. So Yashoda and Rohini had no time for anything else. Whole time they had to spend only in looking after Krishna and Balaram. This has become their main occupation, no time for other household work. So they were complaining to each other, if it is like this, what are we supposed to do? So they were complaining and complaining about it. This whole Balalila, if you want to speak about it, it will practically take a few months. It is so potent. So many great devotees like Vilumangalam and many others have developed so much beautiful pastimes from the Bhagavatam verses and spoken in so attractive way that many, many great devotees take great shelter of this Krishna's Balalila. That is why Vilumangalam said that. Vayam Yashoda Shishu Balalila Katha Sudha Sindushu Lilayama. Vilumangalam's happiness was, he says, what samadhi, what liberation, he said. They don't want to know anything, all those things, he said. As soon as he thought about Krishna's childhood pastimes, he was completely lost in that. So, and when Krishna started firing, Krishna started, and Balaram started playing with the fire, playing with the knives. Sometimes he'll go and look into the water in the well. And they were frightened again, Yashoda and Rohini. If he jumps into the river well, they couldn't keep up with them because they were too active all the time, Krishna and Balaram. And they were thinking, what all going to happen now? Neither of them were able to run with them, to keep them under control. They were too fast for them to control. So, they couldn't sit in one place and to have some conversation even. Because 24 hours they are on the run. Krishna and Balaram were running so much that 24 hours Yashoda and Rohini had no time for anything else. So, and all the time they had to look for them. It was at that time, sometimes they will go missing. And Yohini will ask Krishna, well, Yashoda, where is Krishna? Where is Balaram? Yohini says, I don't know. And then they will come going around for that. So all the time they were chanting, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Rama, Rama. That was going on at that time. Where is Rama? Where is Krishna? So, so all the time they were chasing Rama and Krishna. And by now, Nanda Maharaj heard that this problem, they complained to Nanda Maharaj, it is not possible for us to look after these two boys all the time because they are very demanding their time and we don't know if anything happens. Anything happens to them, We will be in serious trouble. So they were asking for some help to Nanda Maharaj. And there is a lot of things there mentioned here that by Yashoda Devi told everybody, all the cowherd boys and the gopis, that they have been given the names now. The boy with the white complexion is Balaram, and this blue boy is Krishna. Is Krishna, Rama and Krishna. These are the names given to them. And Nanda Maharaj also mentioned to them what Garga Maharshi has told them, that what is that?
Snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi sana mayi gai punasho gaihi.
This child has got one special feature. What is that? If you look after him like your son, with love and affection, snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi sa na mayi gai punasho gaihi. What will happen is that there will be no more distress in life. Mukhyadi sa na mayi gai punasho gaihi. You won't be affected by the distress of maya, illusion, maya. The illusion or maya, what creates all distress for us in our life in this world, that distress will once for all go away if you love this child. Two things he said.
Snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi sanamayigai punashogaihi.
You will never experience distress in life after that. This is what Garga Maharshi has told Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So, Nanda Maharaj said this to the cowherd boys and the gopis also. The same thing.
What was the second thing?
Druhyadi yasadu nashe itte vadate mahatum rishivarya. Then Krishivarya, Garga Maharshi said, if you try to give him trouble,
druhyadi yasadu nashe,
you will be destroyed. You won't survive. Druhyadi yasadu nashe itte vadate mahatum rishivarya. So, and that is what gopis remembered this. Yashoda Devi remembered this for the rest of their life. Nanda Maharaj also remembered this. Only on one or two occasions, Nanda Maharaj had a little different thoughts came, but Nanda Maharaj always tried to remember these words of Garga Maharshi. Throughout the rest of the life in Vrindavanam pastimes, you will see this. Garga Maharshi's words, Nanda Maharaj kept in his heart for the rest of the time. Never once Nanda Maharaj chastised to Krishna. And when one or two occasions when Yashoda Devi chastised to Krishna, particularly after the Damodara Leela, Nanda Maharaj says to Yashoda, have you forgotten that? What Garga Maharshi has told us? Yashoda Devi only then remembered what Garga Maharshi has told. Yashoda Devi used to forget everything. Couldn't remember anything. So she forgotten, and Nanda Maharaj used to remind her this thing, that
snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi sanam aayigai punashogaihi druhyadi yasadu nashe iti vadate mahatvam rishivarya.
He said, and gopis, even though gopis had a long standing pastimes with Krishna and Balaram at different times in different places, gopis always kept this message also in the heart. They never forgot. You will see this. When do you see that? That if you look into the 46th chapter in the 10th canto, you will find this particular remembrance of
Udgayadina Maravinda Lochanam Vrajangananam Divamas Prashadvani Dadhanascha Nirmandhana Shabdhamishrido Nirasedeye Nadishama Mangalam.
46. 10, 46, 46. This is Udgayirinam Aravindalojanam Vrajangananam Devamas Prashadvani.
That their happiness in this association of Krishna and Balaram has reached that stage.
Udgayadinam Aravindalojanam Vrajangananam Devamas Prashadvani Dadnascha Narmandana Shabdamishrido Nirasyade Yena Dishama Mangalam.
That when Uddhava came to see Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj from Mathura, when Krishna sent Uddhava to pacify the gopis and Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj,
Udgayadina Maravindalojanam,
that gopis have not forgotten that eyes of Krishna.
Vrajangananam Divamas Prashadvani,
that Vrajavasi gopis, that what they were experiencing in Vrindavanam.
Vrajangananam Divamas Prashadvani,
when they wake up in the morning, they were chanting Ramachandra's, Balaram's name and Krishna's name. So for them, chanting Hare Krishna, happened in a very natural way, without any forced way. For us, it has to be forced inside. Is it not? That it takes a big endeavor to chant the holy name. And we have gone to know that after chanting what we get out of it. But that was not the gopis' relationship. That's why that verse is showing to us.
Dadhanascha Nurmandhana Shabdam Ishrido.
Even while churning the butter, Dadhanascha Dadimandhanam, at that time,
Dadhanascha Nurmandhana Shabdam Ishrido Nirasede Yena Dishama Mangalam.
In the early hours in the morning, when Uddhava came to Vrindavanam, what he heard was the sound of Rama and Krishna, which the gopis were singing all the time, even while churning the yogurt, even when churning the butter from the milk, all the in their morning, because that was their main occupation, hours and hours they had to do that every day. While doing this,
Dadhanascha Narmandana Shabdam Ishrido Nirasyade Yena Dishama Mangalam,
they were still chanting Krishna and Ramchandra's name, Rama and Krishna, they were still chanting, and that has started from the day they were told by Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj that the names that has been given to Krishna and Balaram. So that is what it is. So that sound, Rama, Krishna, what they have chanted from that day onwards, that gopis were chanting that, the cowherd boys were also chanting the names of Rama and Krishna. And that sound of their chanting, that has become waves in the atmosphere, and it was vibrating all over. Yena Dishama Mangalam. And it has gone all the way right up to Brahmalokam, Brahma's planet. The sound vibration of the gopis and the cowherd boys chanting the holy names of Rama and Krishna, it has vibrated and it has reached the Brahmalokam. And there, Lord Brahma is asking Saraswati Devi, where is this sound coming from? That and Saraswati Devi has collected these names and kept it together and thought that when their son Narada Maharshi comes, Brahma's son is Narada. When Narada Maharshi comes, at that time we'll give him this. And that is how Lord Brahma told these two names, Rama and Krishna, and made in the form of a Upanishad mantra, which we call as Kalisantarana Upanishad. And Lord Brahma instructed this Kalisandarana Upanishad to Srinarada Maharshi. That is where this mantra comes. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So, who are the gopis? Gopis are the Upanishad Sundari, isn't it? Upanishad's personified form are the gopis. Gopis are the Upanishad's personified forms. So,
Upanishads personified formed this Upanishad mantra that has reached Lord Brahma, who taught that mantra to Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi put that in the Upanishad called Kalisantarana Upanishad for those who wants to have freedom from the effect of Kali. Kali's effect is discussed in the Bhagavadam in all of us. So those who wants to free themselves from the effect of Kali, for them to chant this mantra, Upanishad mantra, is what we today chant as Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that is how this has happened. Garga Maharshi gave the name Rama and Krishna to Balaram and Krishna. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda told the cowherd boys and the gopis that these are the names given to Balaram and Krishna. And from that day onwards, gopis were chanting these two names incessantly, continuously. They were also a part of those pastimes in Vrindavanam. And when these names were chanted, the sound vibration of those holy names vibrated all the way up to Brahmalokam, Satilokam, Brahma's planet. Brahma, after discussing with Saraswati Devi, formed this Upanishad mantram and taught this to Sri Narada Maharshi, which is called Kalisantarana Upanishad, and that is where this Hare Krishna Mahamantra comes, the importance of that. So, just like the waves in the big waves in the ocean, the sun falls on the water there in the ocean and it turns into clouds, big dark clouds, isn't it? In due course of time, it comes in the form of rain and it fills all the lakes and the rivers and everywhere and in the wells and for ordinary people to use it. And similarly, here, Sachidananda Brahman, that Satta Chitta Anandam, that is the nature of Brahman, that from there, in the form of an ocean, it is there, in the form of an ocean, the Brahman exists. Jagurhu Jananasagaram, in the third chapter it said, all you can do is to stand and watch the vastness of that ocean. So, just like it is getting converted into clouds and then it comes in the form of rain, in a similar way that Krishna's mercy comes to us in the form of this holy name to us. And that is what we enjoy as the Sankirtanam or the holy name. And when it comes like that, and when we chant the holy names of Krishna, it purifies us as well, and that is what Krishna has shown through this Balalila, childhood pastimes. Childhood pastimes have so many different aspects to it. Vayam Yashoda, always remember this, Vilumangalam says, Vayam Yashoda Shishu Balalila Katha Sudha Sindushu Lilayama. This is Vilumangalam's words on that. So, these childhood pastimes continues there. Where is Krishna? Where is Rama? This is the same question all the time. And earlier, only Yashoda Devi and Rohini had the anxiety about Krishna and Rama. Now, all the gopis have also pulled into that. They also became anxious because Krishna and Rama, they were playing to such an extent that they couldn't even keep up with them. So, ultimately, because of the nature of Krishna and Rama, how they were playing there, that they were looking for creating more fun for themselves, and ultimately, when Yashoda complained about this to Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj told them, "I have spoken to a few people who could come and do some babysitting. or Krishna and Balaram to do the babysitting. So I have told them that I need somebody to look after the children because, and somebody will come in a couple of days. Nanda Maharaj told Yashoda and Rohini. Rohini and Yashoda could not handle it anymore. So Yashoda says to Nanda Maharaj, "Oh, have you told some people?" "I have also told some people," she says. Yashoda also, her management, she also gone and told some people that some gopis who are friendly to her, close to her, she has told them as well. "What can you say?" That Rohini says at that time, "I have also spoken to some people." So the human resources was not working very well. That all of them were asked to find people. So what happened? Because Rohini has spoken to people, Yashoda has told some people, Nanda Maharaj has also said. So one day, one morning, 32 gopis turned up for the job. 32 gopis turned up for the job. So everybody was in a shock. Yashoda was in a shock. Nanda Maharaj was in a shock. And Rohini also. They thought, what to do now? They have all told them and they have come. So they said to Yashoda, "Yashoda, we had come because we were told that you need some people to look after the children." So, and all these gopis who had come, they all had their own children with them. One child with them as well. What to do? So Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda and Rohini asked Nanda Maharaj, "What should we do?" So there are 32 people had come for the job. One post only. 32 people had come. Nanda Maharaj says, he's like this. This is Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, "Don't send them back. Let them all stay. Everybody has been given the job. Everybody was given the job. So, after all, they have come to look after our children, isn't it?" And knowing well that they also had children, the gopis also, Nanda Maharaj said, "Let them all stay and look after our children." And Yashoda was complaining that that's too many. There's too many. Nanda Maharaj says, "No, it doesn't matter. It's not a problem. Because why? Rama kridama bhoom nrupa." Nanda Maharaj has no concern about finances anymore. That was mentioned in the third chapter. The day Krishna appeared, Mahalakshmi is there, permanently present there. There was no shortage of anything. So salary and all that was not an issue for Nanda Maharaj. He says there, Rama kridama bhoom nrupa. So, and all Nanda Maharaj wanted was that Krishna and Balaram should be happy and gets an opportunity to play with other children, and there are gopis to look after them, and Yashoda and Rohini cannot complain anymore that problem with the children. So all 32 of them were appointed, and the gopis told Nanda Maharaj that we can't come to work without bringing our own children. We have to look after them at home. So, Nanda Maharaj told, "We would like them, like you to bring them with you, because they will play with Krishna and Balaram. There won't be any concern at all." See what Shukha Brahmarshi says. Tadastu, 27. Tadastu Bhagavan Krishna vayaser vraja balagehi saharamo vrajastrinam chikrede janayanmudam. That happiness in gopis, that they all could play together. And along with Krishna and Balaram, they were now crawling on the ground with the legs and with the knees, on the knees, crawling on the knees and with the feet on the hand, on the ground. And at the same time, pulling the tail of the calves. And along with that, the other 32 children also, who had come from with the gopis. So, 32 of those children, then Krishna and Balaram. So, 34 total. And all of them playing together. Yashoda says to Nanda Maharaj, this is the interesting bit now. He says that till now, we had only had to manage these two. Now we have to look after all the 34. All 34. Nanda Maharaj says, doesn't matter. What's the problem?
Rama Kridama Bhunrava. That that Navarad says to Yashoda that at one time we had no children at home. And we were in terrible distress. Now Krishna has sent all these 34 children at home to play all the time. And you should never say anything about it. When Nanda Maharaj said that, Yashoda kept quiet. After that, never said anything. You will see that in the 5th chapter, that 23rd verse, Dishtya Bhrada Pravayasa Idanima Prajasyate Prajashaya Nivrutasya Prajayal Samabadhyada. Then this is the words what Nanda Maharaj has spoken to Yashoda before. Dishtya Bhrada Pravayasa Idani Aprajasyate. When we had no children at that time. Prajashaya Nivrutasya Prajayal Samabadhyada. We were going to all the temples praying for having children at one time when we had no children. And when we saw other children in other houses playing and having giving happiness to their parents, our hearts were burning because we had no children. Do you remember that? Nanda Maharaj says to Yashoda. And we were thinking, when will we have a child whom we can take and look after them? And we lived in that desperate situation for a long time. Nanda Maharaj reminded Yashoda all that. When we were frustrated and disappointed at that time, by whose mercy whole situation changed and all these children had come to our house and play here. Should we think in that direction of looking after? More children should be there. And not only that, every time, whenever the goldsmith came to the house to make jewelry for Krishna and Balaram, Nanda Maharaj told Yashoda, everything what Krishna and Balaram have, all the other children also should have. The same jewelry should be made for them as well. So you can imagine, for 34 children now, all the bangles they had to make for them, then the eardrops, and what they wear on the waist with the little bells, jingle bells on them, and then the also the anklets, all with little bells on them, and the children, mothers dress them all with all these little things, isn't it? So they were all happy. All the children were very happy. Gopis were also happy. You will see there, Gopis' happiness there. Tadastu Bhagavan Krishna Vayasir Vrajava Alagi Saharamo Vrajastrinam Chikride Janayan Mudam Saharamo Vrajastrinam. The Gopis of Vrindavanam, that they were also feeling happiness. So these 32 children along with Krishna and Balaram, there was no place they couldn't go. And they used to go like this as a group to others' houses when they were growing up in that way. So here, they used to close, the gopis used to close the gate and the doors so that they will not go outside the house. They lock them up. So Krishna used to think, and Balaram also, that they have locked up everything. Now we can do what we want inside. So in this way, all the children together were playing at Nanda Maharaj's and Yashoda Devi's house. At the same time, things started changing. Similar pastimes started happening in the other gopis' house also. And gopis were looking after Krishna and Balaram. Their children were playing there. And sometimes they had to go home. They had to prepare food for their husbands and for older members in the family. So gopis didn't have all the time to spend at home to spend at Nanda Maharaj's palace, home. So they'll go home, but certain things happened at their houses, and Gopi started getting concerned about that. They started coming back and reporting to Yashoda one day. They says to him, there was a group of 32 children came to our house, all 32 of them, and unlimited, the kind of things they have done at our home, Gopi says that it's better that we don't say anything to you. They came in a group and they told Yashoda about this. Before they came to Yashoda, when these incidents happened in different Gopis' houses, one Gopi has spoken to another Gopi, and the other Gopi said, the same thing happened in my house. They've all come together, they've broken the pots, they have taken the milk and the butter, and even when we try to reason with them, they will not listen to anything, and always creating trouble for us, lot of difficulties at home. So they were talking to each other, they were hesitant to come and tell this to Yashoda. They didn't know what to do for some time. So ultimately they decided, when they met up each other, that we have to talk about this to Yashoda. So one day, as a group, they came to see Yashoda. When they came there, Krishna was there, Yashoda was there, and Krishna was sitting on Yashoda's lap, and Gopis came. Yashoda asked Gopis, because she sensed there is something wrong. They came as a group, and they're not saying anything. They just come and stood there, a group of Gopis. So Yashoda sensed there is something. They want to say something. So she said to them, that what is the matter? Gopis said, we came to talk to Nanda Maharaj, he said. Then Yashoda thought, what is there to talk to Nanda Maharaj? So Gopi says, not necessary, we can talk to you, it's not a problem, he said. They were hesitant, they didn't know what to say, how to start the topic. Nanda Maharaj is the local king, isn't it, their chief. And they call Nanda Baba and Yashoda Maharani. So that's how they treat her. So they started. Valsan munjan kochida samaye. 29th verse. Kroshasam jadaha saham. Steyam swadhyatyatha. Dedibaya kalpide steye yogehi. Markan bhokshan vibhajadasi jail. Nati bhandam bhinati dravya alabhe sagraha kubito ya upakroshyatogan. This is the most famous verse in the Bhagavatam from the Balalila aspect. As far as Balalila is concerned, this is the one which opened up this relationship with the Gopis and Yashoda. Gopi says to Yashoda that yes, we didn't want to trouble you, Yashoda, but we have to say this to you. First thing is that they come as a group to our house. When they come to our house, first thing, they will try to create as much distress and disturbance as possible in the house. Sometimes they come, they go to the goshala and untie all the calves. They are tied down. The system is, they used to have twice a day milking the cow, in the morning and in the evening. Gopis had to milk the cows. So while before milk the cows, they have to milk the cows and then allow the calf to have the milk later. Krishna thought that, why should they not have the milk first? Is it not their right? So Krishna used to tell the cowherd boys, they go in the dark and untie all the calves, and they go and drink as much milk as they want. And the cows, out of the affection for the calf, used to give plenty of milk to them. Later on, when the gopis come to milk the cow, there is no milk. And you can imagine how they felt about it. That is what says, Valsan Munjan Kujid Asamaye. Asamaye means that not the proper time, unholy hours. They used to come and do this. Kojid Asamaye, Valsan Munjan, take away all the calf from there and allow them to do what they want. And one day we caught them. Gopi said to Yashoda. Yashoda says to Gopi, then is this the problem? You should have given them some milk. What? Why did you not give them some milk? If you not given them milk, that's why they are going and drinking milk from elsewhere. Gopi says to Yashoda, Yashoda, we have given him milk. Yashoda, we have given him milk plenty and butter. But he says there is no taste in that. He says the taste is when you steal and drinking it. Well, san munjan kochid asamaye. And when we told him that he shouldn't do this and allow the calves to drink the milk like this, they used to walk away from the house. Krosha samjada hasa. Krosha sanjada hasa. In a mood, in a ridiculing mood. Ho 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 ho. Like that. Krosha sanjada hasa. And when we spoke to him about that, he says, Steyam swadvati. The taste of the milk is in stealing, not in the milk itself. When you steal something and drink that, there is a special taste. And the leader is your son. Of the whole group is your son. You need to do something about it. Because if you don't correct him now, when he grow up, he'll become a big thief. Gopis are warning Krishna, Yashoda, all these things. Krishna is sitting in the lap, Yashoda's lap, like a nice child, not knowing anything. Yashoda is arguing with them, my son hasn't gone anywhere. He's all the time with me. What you are telling me is all lies. How to convince Yashoda? Yashoda doesn't know that simultaneously this pastime is going on in Nanda Maharaj's house with Yashoda. Similar pastimes are going on in all the other gopis' house as well. Krishna and with all the other children together doing similar leela or pastimes in others' houses, which Yashoda doesn't know. Yashoda says, my Krishna is with me, nobody else. Krishna, he hasn't gone anywhere, he is with me all the time. Yashoda is arguing, he hasn't left home. He is here all the time. You are telling me a lie. Yashoda says to the gopi. Gopi says, okay, you don't believe us, do you? We didn't want to say this to you. We didn't want to upset you. Because to tell, go and tell a mother that your son is a thief, no mother will like it. So when these complaints came up, Yashoda Devi said to the gopis that, how much did it cost you, all these problems what you are telling me? So Gopi started realizing that we are getting compensation for everything. You know when you get a claim, when you get a feel that somebody is going to pay you compensation, then you want to maximize the profit. So when Krishna's, when Yashoda Devi said all these things to the Gopis, Krishna got up from there, went to the backside. Yashoda Devi sitting there. From through both the shoulders, Krishna put the hands and looked at the gopi. Yashoda cannot see this. Krishna is looking at the gopis and saying to them, and gopis could see, you're going to make a complaint about me, aren't you? We'll show you what you can do about it. In this way, Krishna is interacting with them through the eyes. Yashoda cannot see anything. Gopi sensed that, have I overstepped the mark? Have I said something? Will he not come to my house anymore? This fear also is there in the gopi. Gopis want Krishna to come. But at the same time, they were at loss because in many instances, steyam swadvati atha dadibada kalpidei steyogaihi. We have heard about jnana yogam, bhakti yogam, kriya yogam, raja yogam, karma yogam and all that. A new yoga system Krishna has developed for the gopis, which is called steyogam. That's what Bhagavatam says. Kalpidei steya yogaihi. Through that same in stealing, through the stealing yoga system,
Krishna has brought gopis closer to him. Then, what else? Gopi says that these pastimes in the, from this one verse, Vilumangalam has written over 100 verses in the Karnamrutam. If you want to read through it sometime. Over 100 verses, only from this one verse, Vilumangalam has expanded that to hundreds of verses to tell us that how much he was absorbed in the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis. Steyam swadvati atha dadibhaya kalpidei steya yogaihi. Then another gopi said, what's interesting is that he comes, he takes what he wants, and then at least leaves something back for us. No. What he does, he takes, goes out, and then he freely, food for life program, free distribution. Markadei markan bhokshyan vibhajadasi vibhajadisajelnati bhandam bhinati. That after breaking the pots and taking the butter, everything, markan bhokshyan, giving freely to the monkeys who are present there, nati bhandam bhinati, after breaking up the pots, dravya labe sagraha kubito ya upakroshyadogan. By the time we get hold of him and find out what has happened, and we started trying to lock him up in the room and catch him, he has already escaped. And while going, because we threaten him, he threatens us back. How does he threaten? While going, our little babies are sleeping there. He goes and pinches the bum of those babies and walks away. That little baby, he hasn't done anything to anybody. Still, he gets hurt like this. And when he gets hurt by the pain, when Krishna has pinched them, then the baby wakes up and we all are in difficulty then. So then they ask Yashoda, Yashoda, tell us, what has that baby done to him? Why does he do this? About this, Vilumangalam says, every time when Krishna is pinching, Krishna is saying, why did you come to the material world? This is what you get here. From beginning to end, you will get it. So it started from that. That's why. That verse, markan bhokshan vibhajadasi jail nati bhandam bhinati dravya labhe sagraha kubito ya upakroshyadogan. Upakroshyadogan. So they were complaining things to Yashoda. Yashoda, what can I say? He steals, okay, he steals, he takes butter, he takes milk, and there is nothing left for us. And what else has he done? Yashoda says. Gopi says, okay, if he has taken that, doesn't matter. After all, he is a child, we can accept it like that. But he has broken all the pots. Beaten and broken, because they all had earthen pots. Plenty of earthen pots. That was the best pots to keep the yogurt, keep the butter, milk, everything. Very beautiful earthen pots they had. And that was their greatest, Gopi's greatest asset was those pots, the earthen pots. So Yashoda says to, Gopi says to Yashoda, we had those earthen pots. He has come and broken all the pots. I have no pots now. How do I sell them now? The butter and milk and everything. So they were asking this. Then every time he makes sure that the pots are broken, and then when it has become unbearable, we can't survive like this, we have come to you to tell you about this. And he has distributed everything, not only to himself, gave it to all the monkeys, all the cats and kittens, they were all fed very well. And what shall I do? And what shall I do? He says to them that markan bhokshyan vibhajadati. Yashoda asking them that why don't you keep them in a higher place to hang them up, the big pots, to the coir ropes. They make a system where you can put the pots one above the other and tie it to the rafter or to the beam so that the children cannot access it. So at that time another gopi says, this was a group of gopis, isn't it? Every one of them is putting forward what happened. So another gopi says, that doesn't work, Yashoda. Yashoda says to Yashoda, you try that, see how it works. He says, I am a very careful person, this gopi says, that nobody can reach that, but what they will do, that he will come there, what does he do? Look at the verse 30. Hastagrahi rajayati vidham pidagolu galadhi chidram mandar nihida vayuna shikya bhandeshu tadvil dvandakare dhradamaniganam swangam artha pradivam kale gopyo erhi grahagrityeshu suvyagrachitaham hastagrahi rajayati vidham pidagolu galadhi. If he can't get there, first thing he is looking for is a stool. Or there's only one stool or two stools. If he can't get it, he brings ulughalam, the mortar. He puts the mortar, puts the stool on top of that, and then climbs on top of that. Hastagrahi rajayati vidhim pidag ulughala adhyay. Then chidram andar nihida vayuna shikya bandeshu tadvil. Then he has got his that stick for tending the little baby calves. That's always in the hip. Underneath, inside the dhoti, it is stick inside, stuck inside. Always Krishna had that with him. With that stick, he will stand on top of that, and from the bottom of these earthen pots, he will poke it from the bottom. Chidram andar nihida vayuna shikya bande shudadvil. That one or two times he will give a smash from the bottom with the stick. When he, what does happen then? Dvandahagare dhradamaniganam swangamartha pradivam. Yashoda is asking gopis, how can he see all these things? It's dark, pitch dark. They didn't have electric lights or anything. It's all, they had oil lamps, isn't it? Dvandahagare dhradamaniganam swangam artha pradivam. That when, even though there were no lights, the jewelry what you have put on Krishna, the stones, the expensive jewels, it has its own light. And in that light, they could see everything. Swangam artha pradivam. Because of that, they didn't need any lights. At the same time, what were you doing then? Yashoda asked the gopi. Gopi says, kale gopyo yarhi grihakrityeshu suvyagrachitaha. That early hours in the morning, gopis had a lot of housework to do. They had to cook for the members of the family. They had to look after the old people in the family. They had to look after their husband, their children. They have various household duties to perform. Kale gopyo yarhi grihakrityeshu. So in doing all these household duties, suvyagrachitaha, they were absorbed in all that things, and that is when this leela was going on. These activities were going on, Krishna and the gopis together. Krishna was doing with the other friends at home all these things. So, one day, one gopi said, I wanted to see what they are talking to each other, Krishna and the cowherd boys. So I heard him. You know your son, he is the leader of everything. Why? Because he is saying to his friends, look, you know the gopi who lives in this house? She is a terrible person. That look at her. She is so cunning that she doesn't want to give us anything. Look at the height she has put the whole pots, everything. And therefore, we have only one option, that we have to break it. We have no choice, he said. So the same verse, if you look into Vilamangalam, how he puts it, Vilamangalam's experience, look into the second canto, is one of the famous verses from Vilamangalam. Vilamangalam had all these childhood pastimes. Yeah, this is important. Vilamangalam had seen these pastimes in his samadhi state. You may have seen Prabhupada writing about this. Krishna's pastimes are eternal. Non-stop, it's going on all the time. all the time. Initially it was a bit difficult to understand what that means, isn't it? If you ask the devotees, they will tell you that in different universes these different pastimes are going on, that's what it means. This is how the explanation to that. But actually, it took a long time to hear this from someone who knew about this from Karnamadam. He explained it in a much nicer way. Generally, time and space is product of Maya. Maya's products, isn't it? Time and space. These two factors affects us everything, in every life, everyday life. These two factors affects us, time and space. That is why we say somebody is growing up, somebody is getting older, grown up, older, like this, change in the body, and accordingly change in our activities. And we say that everything has a beginning and an end, because of the influence of time and space. These two are the products of Maya. Krishna's pastimes, because Krishna is above time and space has no influence on Krishna, therefore there cannot be any influence of time and space on Krishna's activities also. It has to be eternal. And that is what it means when Prabhupada has written that in the Bhagavadam, that pastimes are going on eternally. It cannot touch Krishna's eternal pastimes. And the proof of that is personalities like Vilumangalam, in their samadhi state, they are experiencing all these pastimes, what you are reading in the Bhagavadam. That means they are always there. Pastimes are always going on. Only what is happening is due to our influence of Maya in us, and due to our sinful activities, we are unable to connect with those pastimes. Whereas Vilumangalam, when he freed himself from the influence of three things, what are they? Karmam, influence of karma, free from karmam. Free from the gunam, three modes of material nature. Influence of the modes of material nature. Influence of the freedom from karmam. And again, influence from avidya, ignorance. When one is released from all these three, avidya, kama, karma, bhi, that avidya, freedom from kamam, freedom from these three modes of material nature, when one is free from this, he will experience Krishna's pastimes in the heart. Without any, you don't have to be there to participate in the time when it happened in Vrindavanam 5000 years ago. That's why Vilumangalam experiences much, much later. After thousands of years later, after Krishna left this planet, Vilumangalam is experiencing these childhood pastimes. What did he say? He says there that the same verse, he took it on and put it like this, 97. The verse is 97, second canto. Pidhe, pidhanishanna balagagale, tishtan sa gopalago. Yendrandastida dugdhamandam avakal achadya gantharavam vaktrobanda kritanjali kritashisha kambham vibanyam paya paya dagada gobiga tainainayon ghando shafulkarakral. That Krishna's preparations for the stealing the milk. He put one stool on top of another stool, and then he told one of his friends to climb on top of that. And then Krishna climbs on top of that cowherd boy and stands on his shoulders. Pide 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 nishanna balaga gale tishtan sa gopalaga. Then yendrandastida dugdha bhandam avagal achadya gantharavam. He beats up the stick, with the stick he beats up that pot, earthen pot. Yandrandastida dugdhabhandam. Dugdhabhandam is stored with the butter in that. Butter is stored in that pot, full of butter. Bhandam abakal achadya gandharavam. And with that noise he has made, and when it started freely flowing from that pot, Krishna drinks happily and tell everybody else to share it with him. what's coming from the top. So they all had a good time with that. Gopi says to Yashoda, Yashoda, I have seen this. Yashoda says, how did you see that? Yashoda says, I have locked up the whole storage room and I waited outside the door when they came. I deliberately planned myself to get them, to catch them, because I knew that you will tell me where is the proof. I wanted to bring them here and hand them over to you. And then you will believe me, what I'm saying. Otherwise you won't trust me, would you? Gopis are talking to Yashoda. Yashoda says, then what happened? Gopi says, I was waiting outside. And they had a good amount of milk and butter inside. And then they come out. When they came out, I was standing there. They looked at me. And I looked at them. They looked at me, I looked at them. So Krishna says to other boys there that this gopi is terrible. She is after us. Today he's going to get us in trouble. Saying this, the mouth was full of milk and yogurt, butter, spat the whole thing onto my face. That's what he's saying there. Payada agada gopigana enayor gandusha phool karagril. Poo like that. Gandusham phool karagril. Payada agada gopigana enayor. Gopi's eyes were payada agada gopigana enayor gandusha phool karagril. Threw the whole thing onto my eyes, he said. Yashoda said, what happened then? Gopi says, by then they all ran away from there doing this. I couldn't even see for a minute. He said, I couldn't even look at anybody because the whole face and eye was full of butter and milk and milk has gone inside the eye and I was in a terrible situation, Gopi says to Yashoda. Yashoda thought, this child hasn't gone anywhere. He's at home. These people are making up stories, coming and complaining to me again and again and again, all the time. What am I supposed to do? So Yashoda looked at Krishna, turned around. Krishna says, they're all telling lies about me. Do you believe that? Krishna is asking Yashoda in an indirect way. Yashoda is looking and thinking that he's not all that straightforward. He, in front of me, he acts like as though he's a very straightforward person. But he is not that straightforward, what I thought about him. Yashoda started building up some doubts about Krishna. That's the beginning of the story. Then he says to the gopi, Yashoda says to gopi, gopi, what happened? Did you go to the doctor to see what has happened to your eyes? Gopi says, Yashoda, what can I say? I already had a problem with my eye. Already she had some problem with her eyes. She couldn't, her vision was getting already bad. Some disease she had. Something like a cataract or whatever it may be. She had problem with her eyes. And I had gone to the doctor and doctor had said that this will not be easy to cure, this problem with my eye. And added to that, he did this to me. Krishna has done this to me. But one thing, Yashoda, I can see now better than before. So I'm not registering that complaint. Gopi says to Yashoda. Yashoda felt a bit relieved. That Yashoda didn't know what was going on. So that's what it is. So, Pim Kridashirakambam Vaktrobanda Kridanjalim Kridashirakambam Vivanin Paya Payadagada Gobiganayol. These verses come from that pastime, what Krishna mentions there. So, so here, that when Gopi says to Krishna, when he was drinking this milk from the pot, after breaking it and drinking it, I got really upset when I was going through the window and looking at it. I could see what they were doing inside. And I could see a group of them, one hanging on to another, to get this milk from the pot. So, Gandusha Fulkarakal. I thought my eyes are gone once for all. But instead what happened? My vision got better. So, what shall I do? Says to Yashoda, there is no point in hanging up all these pots now with the rope to the beams. It doesn't help anymore. And we also tried to change the pots so that he won't locate where it is. They had a lot of earthen pots, so they filled in different pots and kept it different places. But Shikyabandeshu Tadvid, what he used to do, he will come and he look for the milk or butter, and if we find that we have tried to we have hide it from him, he used to smash the pots, empty pots. He used to deliberately smash them. Shikya bandeshu tadved. So, because he knows where the butter and where the milk is, and in the dark room also, because of the jewelry what he was wearing, there was enough light for them to find out where it is. when Yashoda was saying, gopis were saying all these things, Yashoda felt very happy. Do you know why? Because both Krishna and Balaram were looking very beautiful when they were dressed well with the jewelry and the clothes. And somebody was appreciating that. So Yashoda felt happy. All the great devotees who dress nicely, Krishna, every day, they have this mood of Yashoda. Yashoda's mood of dressing Krishna beautifully. So, gopis, when they mentioned that Krishna's beauty in the jewelry that he was wearing, in the different clothes he was wearing, and how beautiful Krishna looked, Yashoda felt happy about that. So, Yashoda says to the gopis, and also to those gopis who were working at Yashoda's house, dasis they were, that has Krishna left home any time? So, they said no. The 32 gopis who were working at Krishna's house, they said Krishna has not gone anywhere. They are telling lies. So one group of gopis are saying about the other gopis, they are telling lies about you. And they are saying to Yashoda, they are saying, these gopis who are working at Yashoda's house, they are saying to Yashoda, don't allow them to come and make complaints like this. If you allow this to happen, they will make more and more complaints about it. And Yashoda was called Krishna and asked Krishna, did you do all these things, what they are complaining about? And Yashoda threatened Krishna that I am going to beat you up. When Yashoda said this to Krishna, those gopis who had come to complain about Krishna, they got frightened. They thought that Krishna is going to get beaten by Yashoda. So, gopi says to Yashoda, because we have complained about him to you, and if you chastise him like this, beat him, then he may not come to our house again, would he? So they want him to come, and at the same time, gopis are complaining also about Krishna. And therefore, so that is why, if you see that verse, Itam Sribhi, 31st verse in the 8th chapter, Itam Sribhi, Sabhayanayana Shri Mukha Logini Bhi, Vyakhyadartha Prahasita Mukhi, Nahyubha Labdhumaichal. Itam Sribhi Sabhayanayanam Shri Mukha Logini Bhi, Vyakhyadartha Prahasita Mukhi, Nahyubha Labdhumaichal. That. Nahyubha Labdhumaichal. They were praying inside that Yashoda should not beat Krishna. That even though we have complained all these things, you should not beat him. That was Gopi's prayers to Yashoda. You should not beat him, although we have complained about him, all these things. And mutually among the gopis also, some of them were feeling Krishna had come to their house, they didn't come to my house. Why did they not come to my house? And he didn't do anything in my house. And those gopis were praying that they should, Krishna should come to our house also and do similar stealing and activities what they did. So, that's why in the Bhagavatam, this particular part is expanded in the Karnamrutam to a large extent to tell us that childhood pastimes, Krishna's Balalila. Krishna's Balalila. So, one instance when the gopis complained all these things, the gopi who complained about her earthen pots were broken by Krishna, and she said to Yashoda that we had so much loss, we haven't got anything else to milk the cows and put the milk in the pots, we have no pots now, we are in terrible difficulties. So that particular gopi, Yashoda Devi, told one of the gopis to bring a golden pot from inside and handed over this golden pot as a replacement for the earthen pot. When the other gopis saw this, they started feeling, this is not a bad deal. So they wanted Krishna to come and break the pot now, so that they could make their claim for the golden pot. Yashoda Devi told the gopi that whatever you have lost, this broken as you say, come and tell me. And also you tell me, make a list and tell me how much butter and milk you have lost. His father is not a poor person, Yashoda says with pride, that he is very rich enough to pay the compensation for all that. Seeing this, this one gopi who took the golden pot was going home. And on the way, she told what happened to several other gopis. In a few days' time, so many other gopis came with their complaint that their pots were broken. Yashoda Devi had to replace all the pots with the golden pots. That is what, another instance what happens there. So, in this instance, once it so happened that some cowherd friends of Krishna, Krishna's friends, he has so many friends now, some of them came and told Yashoda that Krishna has eaten the mud, Krishna has eaten the earth, Krishna has eaten the earth. Yashoda got upset. Ekada kridamanaste Ramadhyā gobadārakāham Krishna mṛdam bhakṣitavān idi mātre nyavedayan sā grihitvā kare Krishna ubālabhyahideshini Yashoda bhayasambhrāndam prakṣanākṣamabhāṣadām kasmān mṛmadān dālpān bhavān bhakṣitavān aha vadanditāvagāhede kumārāste agrajopyayam. They came and told Yashoda that Krishna has eaten the mṛtikam. Mṛti means that mṛdam. That earth, he has eaten the earth, the mud. Krishna got, Yashoda got very concerned, because when the children start eating this earth, it's an indication that they have a particular disease inside. And naturally Yashoda's thought went in that direction. She thought maybe he is eating because he is sick, or caught hold of Krishna directly and told him, did you eat the earth? Krishna says, no. Krishna says, no, I have not eaten. Then all these children are saying that. Krishna says, I don't know. You ask my brother who was with me. You can trust him. Balaram, ask him what he says. So Yashoda asked Balaram, has he eaten earth? Balaram thought for a minute and says, the reply is a little difficult, he said. Actually, he has eaten. But I also have to say he has not eaten. So if you give a reply like this, what will you understand? Balaram knows that whole creation is inside this belly. This little belly, the whole creation is. So from that point of view, Balaram is correct. He has eaten. On the other hand, Krishna has not eaten anything, Balaram has not seen. So he has not eaten. So what is the truth? Yashoda Devi got more confused now. The children said that he has eaten. All the other friends said, Krishna has eaten the earth. Then they said, ask Balaram. Balaram says, maybe he has eaten, but I have not seen him eating it. And he couldn't say that it is not there because Balaram knows very well that inside that kuchi, in the bottom part of the stomach, all the universes are present and everybody has seen this. Balaram knows that and Lord Balaram knows that, Brahma knows that, Lord Shiva knows, everybody knows. So on one side the answer is yes, he has eaten. On the other side the answer is no. So at that time Yashoda is asking and Krishna is saying, Naham bakshidavanamba sarve mithyabisham sina yadi satya hirastarhi samaksham pashyame mukham. Look at my face, he said, and asked Yashoda to look at again. Yashoda looked. What happened? Krishna opened the mouth and in that saw the whole universe inside. The second time for Yashoda. First few days ago this happened. Now it's when Yashoda Devi mentioned this to Rohini, now it is the second time the same thing happening to Yashoda again. And this time what did he say? What did she see? Sa tatra dadrshe vishwam jagastasnujakham dishaha sa dvidiva abdi bhugolam sava yagni indu taragam jyotishchakram jalam tejo napaswanvi yadevacha vaigarigani indriyani manomatra gunastrayaha. All that what is listed there, the planets, the planetary systems, the sky, the oceans, the water, and the fire, and all other senses, vaigarigani indriyani manomatra gunastraya, that everything she was seeing there and experiencing it herself, and Yashoda at that time got completely shaken by this. Completely shaken by this, what she saw this time, more than the last time. Last time, somehow or the other, Rohini came in, got involved, and managed to make it a little bit calm, the whole thing. But this time, nobody could calm Yashoda. Yashoda was in a shocked state standing there. At that time, what did Krishna do? Krishna understood that Yashoda is in trouble by seeing all these things inside. So, suddenly, Krishna brought Yashoda from that world to the world of Maya. When Krishna showed this to Yashoda, like Arjuna, remember to Arjuna what did Krishna do? Divyam dadami de chakshu pashyame yogameshwaram. Isn't it? Before the universal form was shown to Arjuna, divyam dadami de chakshu, shown the special eyes, power to see, special power in the mind to experience this. It's all experience. Everything is experienced inside. Arjuna also experienced it inside the universal form. Although, while making a picture, we will draw a picture saying this is the universal form and everything, and Arjuna is looking at it through his eyes. But actually, what is happening is that Arjuna is experiencing it inside the universal form. Similarly, Yashoda Devi also is experiencing everything inside. And while experiencing that, Yashoda Devi is in another state, not in the state of illusion like we are in now. So, in order to bring Yashoda from that state back to her normal state, being in illusion, Krishna had to do something. What did he do? Krishna straight away changed the whole topic and says to Yashoda, I am hungry for the milk, give me milk. and started holding on to Yashoda's sari and begging for the milk. Seeing that, immediately Yashoda felt that sudden maternal attachment for Krishna, took Krishna into the lap and started feeding breast milk to Krishna and completely forgotten the whole thing. Shukha Brahmarshi says that. That is where that part is finishing there. You can see that. Jodhish chakram jalam tejo napaswan viyamevacha vaigarigani indriyani manomatra gunastraya edad vijitram sahajiva kalam sobhava karmashe lingabedam suino stano vichavida aridesya prajam sahatmanam avabashangam edad vijitram sahajiva kalam sobhava karmashe lingabedam suino stano vichavida aridasya prajam sahatmanam avabashangam. You can see all those next 39, 40, 41, all those verses. Through that, Shukha Brahmarshi is trying to tell us about Krishna's position. As I mentioned before, that in every chapter, you will find some verses where, right in the middle of the pastime, Shukha Brahmarshi bringing us to tell us who Krishna is. You will find all that in those verses. So, it's 9:10. We'll have a short break. Cheto darpanam arjanam bhavamaha Navagni Narvapanam Shreya Kaidava Chandriya Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pradipada Purnam Ladaswadhanam Sarvatna Sovanam Param Vijayade Shri Krishna Sankirtanam Namnama Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrapida Nimita Smarane Nakala Edadrishi Tavakrupa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdaiva Midrashamiha Janina Nuragaham Maravi Shuni Jena Muravi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kutaniya Sada Harim Namma Janam Nasundarim Lamba Jagadi Shakamayim Janmani Janmani Shwari Padad Bhakti Rahai Tugitvim Kainanda Tanuja Kingaram Patitamam Shame Bhavambudau Amo Pada Panga Jastida Duli Sudrasham Vijindaya Galada Shudaraya Buddhaya Gira Pulagaya Nijinam Kadavapu Tavanhama Grahane Bhavishyadi Yuga idam nimeshena chakshusha pravisha idam shima idam sagal sarvam govinda virahe name shlishyava padaradam pinashtumam darshanam armahadam karotuva yatha tadava vidadadhulam pato malpranamahastuna evanam param. So, Vayam Yashoda Shishubala Leela Katha Sutha Sindhushu Leela Yamha. Indumangalam said that Krishna's childhood, those pastimes, childhood pastimes, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, what we have seen till now, including the last incident where Krishna has taken the Yashoda wanted to see whether Krishna has eaten the earth. And that was some, Krishna says to Shri Krishna Vacha, Naham Bhakshidavanamba Sarve Mithyavisham Sina Yadi Satyagirastarhi Samaksham Pashyame Mukham Yadi Evam Darhi Vyadehi Tyaktasya Bhagavan Hari Vyadatta Vyahadaishwaryam Krida Manajabalaka Satatra Darshe Visham Jagal Stasnijakham Disha Sadri Dvivabdhi Bhugolam Savayagni Indutarakam Jodishchakram Jalam Tejo Napaswan Vyadevacha Vaikarikan Indriyani Manomatra Gunastrayam Edad Vijitram Sahajivagalam Sobhavakarma Shayalingabedam Sunostano Vichavida Adidase Prajam Sahalpanam Avapashankam Kim Sopnameda Duda Devamaya Kimba Madiyo Madabuddhimoha Adho Amusheva Mama Arbhagasya Yakashana Utpautiyam Alpa Yogaha Adho Yadhavana Vidarka Gocharam Chedomana Karma Vajo Biranjasa Yadashrayam Yena Yadapradiyade Sudurvibhavyam Pranadasmi Tatpadam Aham Mamaso Padireshame Suto Brajesharaswa Kilavitabasadi Gopyascha Gopasa Godhanaschami Yenmaya Yatham Kumadisame Gadi Itham Vididatvayam Gopikayam Saishwara Vaishnavim Vedanonmayam Putrasnehamayim Vibhu Sadyonashtasmajam Gopi Saryopyaharoham Almajam Pravurdasnehagalilam Hrdayasidhyadapura Traya Chopanshal Vishcha Sangayogaischa Sattvaday Upagiyamana Mahalpnam Harim Samanyadal Majam 45 words. Traya jo Upanishad Vishya Sanghe Yogeshya Sattvadai Upagiyamana Mahalpyam Harim Samanyadal Majam. So we have seen there that Yashoda Devi completely got a shock after seeing the whole universes in Krishna's mouth, what she experienced inside. And after that, Krishna brought her back into this world by asking for milk to drink. And Yashoda picked him up and started feeding the breast milk, thinking about all what has happened. And suddenly she felt as though she is normal in this world. The power of Maya, Krishna's Maya. So here you can see that Krishna is like that. Melpathur says about this, that he says, that Krishna's nature is like this, he said. Krishna's nature is that Yashoda Devi was looking for little earth in Krishna's mouth. Krishna's reaction was, the whole universe you can see now. All Yashoda was looking to prove that Krishna has taken, because Yashoda got a complaint from everybody that Krishna has eaten the earth. And Balaram is not confirming one way or the other. So Yashoda wanted to see some earth, so she knew that she could punish Krishna. But she wanted the proof. Krishna showed the whole universe to Yashoda in the mouth. So Melpathur says that is how Krishna is. If you ask for 1 pound, he will give you £1 billion back. So that was the incident happened. So Yashoda is thinking, everybody is complaining about him to me. I am not seeing anything. Everybody complaint is all from others. But in front of me, he is Maryada Raman. He is a really gentleman. Doesn't show anything. No sign of any kind of naughty nature. Nothing in front of me. But all these people are coming and gopis are complaining. And now Balaram and some cowherd boys are complaining. Everybody is complaining about him. But why do I not see anything wrong with him? In front of me he is always very gentle and decent and never creates any trouble for me. At that time Krishna thought, maybe she should also have a taste of it. And when Krishna decided that was the day before Damodara Leela. That is the reason for Damodara Leela. Reason for Damodara Leela was this, that everybody else is complaining about Krishna's naughty dealings with them. Gopis have complained, cowherd boys have complained, all friends have complained, and full of complaints. But Yashoda is not able to prove to Krishna that you are doing certain things. She has no proof for anything. So she didn't know what to do, because it's difficult, isn't it? When you are not convinced yourself that Krishna is acting like that, punishing is very difficult for a mother. Then when she hasn't seen, she asked for proof and she got no proof at all. Only thing is, Krishna showed him the whole creation in the mouth. So then Yashoda gave up, and she was thinking about it very, and Krishna understood that my mother wants a proof now. So I'll give her the proof. And that is the next chapter. You can see that. We'll read that chapter first. That's how Damodar Leela happened. Damodar Leela's background is that Krishna wanted to show Yashoda Devi what he can do. Ninth chapter. Shri Shuka Uvacham. Ekadagrahadasishu Yashodanandagehini Karmandaraniyuktasu Narmamandasvayam Dadhi Yani Yani Hagidani Tadbala Charidani Cha Dadinarmandhani Kale Smarandi Danyagayada Chaumam Vasa Pradhagadita Devibhadi Sutranadham Putrasnehasnitakushayugam Jadakambam Jasubhru Rejuagarshashramabhujajalat Kangano Kundale Jasvinyam Matram Kabaravigalan Maladi Narmamandha Tam stanyagamamasadhyam madhanandim janinim harim prihitvadadimandhanam neshedal pridimavahan tamangamarudamabhayayatsanam snehasnudam sasmidamikshadi mukham adaptam ulsrajjajavena sayaya ulsichyamane payasitvadhishvade sanjadagobaspuridharunadharam sandashadadbhirdadimandhabhajanam vitvamrshashurdrashadashmanaraho jakasahayyangamamandaram gadam Uttariya gobi sushadam payapuna Pravishya sandrishya jadhyamatragam Bhagnam vilokya susudasya karmadal Jahasadam chapita tatrapashyati Ulyugalangreiru parivyavastidam Markaya kamam dadadam shichistidam Hayangavam chavya vishangidekshanam Nirikshapashyal sudamagamachanehi Tamatayashtim prasamiksha satvaram Stavovaruhya upasasarabhidavan Gopyanyodhavanayam abayoginam kshamam praveshtam tapaseritam mana Anyonjavana janani brahachalal Shroni bharakrandagadi sumadhyama Javena visramsida keshabandhana chuda prasuna anugadi paramashal Kridarasamdam prarudandamakshini Kashandamanjanmashini subhaninam Udvikshamanam bayavikulekshanam Haste grihitvabhishayandevagulad Tektvayashtyam sudambidam vijnayar bhagavalsala Iyesha giladam baddham dhamnyuatad vijego vidha Na chandar na bahiryasya na purvam na apichaparam Purvaparam bahis chandar jagado yo jagachaya Tam matvalpajamam vyaktam martyaringam adokshajam Gobi ulyugalevam na bhavanda pragradam yatha Tadama baddhyamanasya sorbhagasya kridagasa Dyungulonam abhutena sandhade nyachago obhika Yadasi tadabanyunam tenanyadabhisandhade Tadabinyam dyungulam nyunam yadadhyadatabandhanam Evam sugehadamani yashoda sandhadatyabhi Gobinam susmayandinam smayandim smidabhaved Somadu asvinagatrayam visrastakabarasraja Drishtva parishramam krishna kribayasit sobandhane Evam sandrashidahanga bharina brityavashyada Sovashena vikrishnena Yasyedam seshwaram vashe Nemam mirinjona bhavo na shirapyangasam shraya Prasadam lebhire gobi yatal prapavimuktida Nayam sukhapo bhagavan dehinam gobiga sudha Jnani nanjalpa bhudanam yatha bhaktimadamiha Krishnastu grihagrityeshu vyagrayam adari prabhu Adrakshid Arjuna Purvam Kuhyagau Dhanadalpajau Purana Aradashabena Prakshadam Prabhidau Madan Nalagubara Manigravam Manigrivam Idikhyadau Shriyanyidau Nishrimal Bhagavade Mahapurani Paramahamsyam Samhidayam Dashmaskande Purvardhe Gobiga Gobi Prasado Nama Navamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda Shri Rajo Vajam Kathyanam Bhagavan Nedatayo Shavasya Karanam Yetad Vigarhidam Karmam Yenavade Varshastama Shri Shuko Vajam Rudrasyana Jarav Bhutva Sudrupto Udhanad Almajo Kailaso Bhavani Ramye Mandagini Amadol Kadav Varuni Madhiram Bhitva Madhagur Nidalojano Shri Janayanugayad Bishcherad Pushpidevane Andha Pravishagangayamam Bhojavana Rajini Chikrida Durivadi Turyavadir Gajavivagarenu Bhim Yadar Chaya Jadevar Shri Bhagavan Satraga Urava Apashyan Naradu Devo Shri Bhano Samabhudhyada
Tam drishto avridadi vivastra shava shangida vasamsi paridu shikram vivastra o neva guhyagau tau drishto amadiramato shrimadhando sura almajau tayor anugraha arthaya shavam dasya nidam jagau shri narado vajam nahyanyo jisrado joshyan buddhi brahmshore jopunam shrimadada abhijati adiretra stri dhyotamasava Hanyande Pashavo Yatra Nardaye Rajidalpabi Manimani Rimam Dehamajara Amrtinashwaram Devasam Idam Apyande Krimival Basmasam Idam Bhutan Drutal Krade Swartam Kim Vedanareyo Yada Dehakimana Dadusam Nishke Nishek Turmadurevacha Madhu Pidruva Brinam Kreduragne Shino Biva Evam Sadharanam Deham Vyakta Prabhava Payam Ko Vidwanat Masal Katwa Handijandu Nurde Asada Asada Srimadhandasya Dairidyam Paramanchanam Atma Vomene Bhudani, Dhridra Paramikshade, Ithakandaga Vidhango, Jandorne, Chadidam, Vyutham, Jeeva Samyam Gadolinger, Natada, Vidhakandaga, Dhridro Nirham Stambo, Mukta Saromadeha, Krishram Yudrachaya, Atnodi, Tadida Sevaram, Tava, Nityam Shudshama Dehasya, Dhridrasya Annakang Shina, Indriyanya Nishishendi, Anishushendi, Himsabi Univartade, Dhridrasevi, Jandi, Sadhava Samadarshina, Sadvichinoditam tarsham, tada arad, vishudhyadi, sadhunam samajitanam, gundacharaneshinam, ubechekim tanastam bay, asadbirasada, shrayehi, tada hamartavan madhua, varunya, shreemadhantheo, tamo madam harishyami, srainayo, rajidalpano, yadimau logavalasya putro, bhutva, tamapluzo, navivasa samalpanam, vijani, the sudurmado. Ador hadastavaranam, si adam naivam yathapuna, Smritsyan mat prasadena tatrabhimadanu grihal Vasudeva sasanyidhyam labdhva divyasharat chade Vrte surloganam bhuyo labdhavakti bhavishyada shri shukavacha Eva mukto asadeva shirgado narayana ashramam nalagubaramanigrivam Vasudhidhya yamala arjunav Rishair bhagavata mukhyasya satyam kartam majo hari Jagavashanage satra yatram stam yamala arjunav Devarshirme priyadamo yadimo vahadal majo Tathada sadhi shyami yalgidam dan mahalpana itendera arjuna yo krishnaste mayo hiriye yo Alpana nurveshama tayana tidyagadam lukhalam balena nishkarshaidhanu lukhalam Tadda amodarena tarasolkali dankribandhau nishpedadu parama vikramidadi vejam skanda pravala vitapau krasachanda shabdhau Tatra shriya paramaya kukvasmarandu siddha uvetya kuchayo arivanchata veda Krishnam pranam shirasagila lokanatham vidhanjali virajasavidamu chadusma Krishna Krishna Mahayogi Tumadi Brishapara Vekta Vyaktamidam Vishyam Rupam De Brahmana Vidu Tomega Sarabhudanam Deha Swatmendri Ishwara Tomeva Galo Bhagavan Vishnavemi Ishwara Tum Mahan Bhagavi Sushmaraja Sattva Momayi Tomeva Virushodhyaksha Sarva Chetra Vigara Vin Krishyamane Samagrahya Vigare Prakrder Gune Koiniha Arkadi Vityadam Praksiddham Gunasam Rada Tasmai Dubhyam Bhagavadi Vasudevaya Vedase Atmadyoda Gune Channam Himme Brahmane Nama Yasi Audara Yayende Shari Shusharina, Taise Radulya Adishai, Vide Dehirsha Sangade, Vide Dehirsha Sangade, Sabhavan Logabala Sipavai, Pavaija, Avadir Nom Shabagina Sambradam Padira Shisham, Amaparmaliana Paramangala, Vasudeva Shanda Yadunam Padayanama, Anujani Hima, Anujani Hina Upumam, Sava Anujanagingado, Dashanam No Bhagavada Krishera Sida Nugrahad. Vani Gunanagani Shano Kadhayam, Hasto Jagarmas Manasto Bada Yorna, Smrityam Shirasavani Vasarigal Pranami, Drishtisadam, Darshanestu, Pavatanunam Shri Shukavacham, Itam Sangirti Dastabhyam, Bhagavan Gogaleshwara, Damna Jolukali, Ulukali Badha Prakasa, Prakasana Hugyago, Shri Bhagavanuacham, Yadam Mamparavai, Purevai, the Drishna Kuruna Alpana, Yet Shri Madam Dhayo, or Wagbir, Vibramsho Nugrakrada, Sadhu Nam Samajitanam, Sudaram Malkradalpanam, Darshanam Bhavidbinda Pumsokshno, Savidur Yatha, Talgacharam Malparamon Alagu Barasadanam, Sanjado Mandri Bhavomam, Ipsida Paramo, Bhava, Shri Shogavaja, Ittito Varikramya Pranam Mejamanapuna, Bedho Lugalama, Mandra, Janmadur Dishamutaram, Idi, Shri Bhagavati Mahabrani, Paramsyam Samidayam, Dashmaskandi Purwarthi, Narada Shabo Nama, Dashamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama, Sangirtanam Govinda Govinda. So, here,
One day, early hours in the morning, that particular day, Nanda Maharaj had to go somewhere. Some urgent business, he had to leave home early. He went. Only Yashoda Devi and her darling son was at home, nobody else. So, what happened was that Yashoda thought that Nanda Maharaj is not there today. So, before my son gets up, I should get everything finished, all the work done, so that I'll have enough time to spend with Krishna. This was in her mind. So she got up early and she was working in the kitchen, trying to organize all her household duties. So that is why Vilumangalam puts it like this. Look at that, how Vilumangalam says that. Look at the third canto, verse 87.
Dadimathananina dei tektanidra prabhate nibrudabadamagaram vallavinam pravrishtaham mukhakamala samire ashunarvapya divan kabalidanavanidam padugopalabala.
Third canto, verse 87. Dadimathananina
dei tektanidra prabhate nibrudabadamagaram vallavinam pravrishtaham Mukhakamala samirei ashunarvapya deepan kabalita navaneenam vadu gopalavalam.
So, dadimathana ninadam means churning the butter. The sound of that, you know, when they churn the butter, the sound. In the pot they put that churning rod and they do that with the hand. Or they have another one with the rope attached to the stick. Either way, it will make the noise. It's impossible to avoid that. So, hearing that dadimathana ninadam, Krishna woke up. Krishna woke up. And what else is she doing? If you see in the Bhagavatam what it says, that Yashoda is singing as well. She is a good singer. She can sing well. Yashoda can sing very well. And while singing, how did she become a singer? There's a history behind that. When people used to come to visit Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, some of them were poetically very talented. So, different people have written different songs about Krishna, glorifying him, about his childhood activities, and they will bring it and give it to Yashoda as an offering to Krishna. Quite common those days, because in Nanda Maharaj used to get all kinds of visitors. Some of them were poetical, talented people, so they could write poetry, nice verses, songs about Krishna. And glorifying Krishna, they'll give these to Yashoda. Yashoda will put it in a very systematic way, all the songs, develop the right, correct, nice tunes for that. And she was singing, enjoying all this. She was singing the song and at the same time she is churning the milk. So, Krishna woke up, heard this going on. She is singing and she is churning the milk. We'll see. Yani yani hagidani talba, second verse. Tadbala charidani ja dadi narmandhane kale smarandidan yagayadam. Yani yani hagidani tadbala charidani ja dadi narmandhane kale smarandidan yagayadam. Then all the songs are written about Krishna. And she is singing them happily, written by the poets and some of the gopis also had the poetic talent. They have also written songs. And Yashoda had set it up all very systematically. And that's what she was singing at that time. Bala charidani, tad bala charidani cha. All the songs are about her son and his activities. Tad bala charidani cha. And so, and while chanting this, the sweetness of Yashoda's voice, Yashoda had a very beautiful voice to sing, and the bangles on her hands, while because of moving, the sound from the bangles, and then the sound from the pot while she was churning the churning the butter from there. Altogether, all these three different noises Krishna heard. And that is what gopis will say, dadnascha narmandana shabdamishrido. Shabdamishrido, mixture of all these sounds together. Dadnascha narmandana shabdamishrido nirasyadeyena dishama mangalam. Gopis will say about this later in the 46th chapter. So gopis also used to sing about Krishna. And better than even the song from the hen and the peacocks, better sound than that was what the gopis were singing and Yashoda Devi were singing, and Krishna woke up. And when Krishna woke up, he saw that Yashoda Devi was not there when he woke up. So he got angry about that. Wasn't very happy. That my mother has no time for me. She's so busy with her work. What is this big business there going on? This is the way Krishna thought about that. Little by little, he managed to walk from there and went to the place where the sound was coming from. It was in the kitchen. Krishna got there, and Yashoda has not seen this yet. Krishna is coming from the bedroom. Yashoda is sitting there, enjoying the music, singing, and also trying to finish up the songs what the devotees have written. And she is in a different mood, sitting there and enjoying that. From backside, Krishna came. And when she came in also, Yashoda has not given time to Krishna, and Krishna got upset with that. Immediately, he got closer to Krishna, stopped the churning, got into Yashoda's lap. As soon as he got into the lap, he held the churning rod and stopped from churning. Yashoda found it interesting because Krishna is doing all sorts of things and trying to stop her from churning. So she stopped churning. To Krishna, Yashoda understood that he wants the milk. So started feeding the breast to Krishna, start feeding the milk. So Krishna is young, very small, isn't it? Very young. So there is not much clothes, only the kaupinam was there. But in the night, while sleeping, all that has left the place. It's taken it and put it on the shoulder. The children of that age, they enjoy that. Being free from clothes. This clothes is an artificial thing, isn't it? The natural thing is without clothes on. It has come later. So apparently the children at that age, they find it very hard when you put clothes on them. They don't want to accept it easily. But then later on, when you get into society, you become too clothes conscious. That comes later. So similarly, you will see this. In the Bhagavatam, Ekadasha Skandam, in the 24 spiritual masters, there is a verse, one of the spiritual masters is a little child out of the 24. Referring to them, Dattatreya Maharshi says this, Varte yatyaktamanam sukhamadi shishuval, Nisahayascharyam. That shishu, that child, doesn't have any ragadosham inside, isn't it? Unlike us, no ragadosham inside. Vartaya tektamanam sukhamadi shishuval nisahayascharyam. Dattatreya Maharshi says, then I would like to be like that child who have no bodily identity, no bodily concept. I am the doer, enjoyer, kartrutva bhoktrutvam, no ragadosham inside, completely free from all kinds of bodily identity. When we become identifying with the body, that is when we become conscious of the clothes, the dress, and then we become fully absorbed in that for the rest of the life. But again, you will see, when you get very, very old, and then you get sick or something, you are not conscious about the clothes anymore, is it not? You will see in the hospitals when you go, they try to cover up everything, but the situation is that by then the body is on its way out.
When you come to that stage, then you are not so particular about the clothes, aren't you? It is all in this middle time, all this consciousness about the clothes and the dress and the how to present yourself to others. So, whatever it may be, then Krishna has come with this. So, Yashoda noticed all these things, and Yashoda is having a good laugh at the whole thing. The way Krishna came with the kaupinam on the shoulder and got into the... There's no clothes now. Sits there. Krishna is... Yashoda is trying to develop that brahmachari quality inside Krishna by dressing him with the kaupinam and everything, but Krishna doesn't want any of those things. He throws away. So anyway, Yashoda Devi gave the milk for Krishna to drink. At the same time that Yashoda is massaging Krishna's face, everything, Sugar Brahmarshi is mentioning there that this good fortune who had in this world, Lord Shiva didn't have, Lord Brahma didn't have. So you will see that in the verse there, in the verse 20, he mentions there. Nemam virinjo na bhavo. Virinjo is Brahma, bhavo is Shiva. Nemam virinjo na bhavo na shrira pyangasam shrayaham. Neither Mahalakshmi had this good fortune. Prasadam lebhire gobi yatal prabha vimuktidal. This prasadam, this particular mercy what Krishna has given to Yashoda, Krishna hasn't given to anybody else. Nobody else had that. Only Yashoda had that good fortune of looking after Krishna in that way. Lord Brahma hasn't got it, Lord Shiva hasn't got it, Mahalakshmi hasn't got it. If it is there, let them say. So, here you can see in that verse, Yadrachaya Tamangama Arudama Bhayalstanam Snehasnudam Sasmidam Ikshadi Mukham Adraptam Ulsrajajavena Sayaya Ulsichyamani Payasi Tvathishrate. That is that scene where Krishna has sat on Yashoda's lap. Yashoda is looking. So, while feeding that milk, breast milk to Yashoda, and looking at Krishna's face, and with the fingers massaging Krishna's cheeks, the happiness what Yashoda has derived from that, that good fortune, nobody had it. Nobody had it. Jagadi punya vando jitaha. Melpatur says that good fortune, nobody had it. He says, Jagadi vando punyo jitaha. In the Narayaniyam, that is how he puts it. That aho ghali yashodaya navakale navakalaya cheto haram bhavandamala mandige pratamama vibandya drishaham punastana bharam nijam sabadipayayandya muda manohara tanusprisha jagadi punyavando jidaham. Melpatur asked Krishna, is there anybody more fortunate than Yashoda? Why? More and more Krishna was drinking the milk, the breasts were getting filled with more and more milk. When Krishna was sucking the milk, the breasts were getting filled with milk. Punastanabharam nijam sabadipayayandhya muda manohara tanusprasha jagadi punya vando jidaham. Manohara tanusprasha jagadi punya vando jidaham. Her good fortune. That who else had this good fortune? So, even personalities like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Mahalakshmi and all, they stand in a queue to see Krishna. To see Krishna. They stand in a queue. Here, Yashoda Devi had the good fortune to feed the breast milk to him like this. And he says there that they all have to, all these visitors have to pay their taxes to Yashoda if they want to have a darshan of Krishna. This is the situation. So, that happiness, what Yashoda has experienced at that time, that nobody else has got it in any time, says there. Nobody else has got any time. Nobody else got it any time. That is why he mentions there,
Nivayayandi sthanamangagam tvam vilogayandi vadanam hasandi. That's that scene. Nivayayandi sthanamangagam tvam vilogayandi vadanam hasandi. Krishna is sucking the milk from the breast and holding on to the breast, as well as sometimes the hand Krishna is putting onto the face of Yashoda. And Yashoda is feeling so intimate with Krishna at that time. Vilogayandi vadanam hasandi. At that time, Krishna is smiling also at Yashoda. Desham Yashodam kudamam nabheje. When this was happening, the happiness and the ecstatic feeling of Yashoda, able to feed the Supreme Personality of Godhead like this, in this way. Desha Yashodam kudamam nabheje. Who else has got this good fortune? Sadadrishapahi hare gadanmam. So, devotees have seen about Yashoda so many instances, so many devotees have spoken about her good fortune. Good fortune. So, adaptamul srijya bhav javena sayaya vulsichyamane payasi dadittvadishradem. So, suddenly what happened was that she heard the sound of what? There was milk and the fire, milk on the fire, and that milk was boiled over. It was coming out. You can see how the milk fires off. It's all, it's not our gas cooker. It's the, it's the firewood. So when the milk boils over, it falls into the fire at the bottom, isn't it? So naturally, when the milk is burning on the firewood, which is already red hot, it makes a, it gets a funny sound from that. Yashoda heard that. And when she heard that, she suddenly realized that she has left the milk on the cooker. And she suddenly felt that all the milk is getting lost. Took Krishna from the lap and left it and ran to the fire to take the milk out from there. So forcefully Krishna had to leave from drinking the breast milk, isn't it? That time, the anger in the face, you have to look, that's what that sixth verse, sanjata kopam spuritarunadharam samdashyadadvir dadimandha bhajanam bitvamrushashurdashadashmanaraho jaghasa hayyangavamandaram gadaha. Sanjata kopam. If you want to see when Krishna is angry, you can see that. Spuridarunadharam. The face has gone red. Eyes have become red. The lips are already red. The red face, red cheek. Sandashadadbhir dadimantha bhajanam. That. With the anger, looked around. Is the milk more precious than me? This is Krishna's mood at that time. That, why did she do this, leaving me alone here? Is that milk so valuable? And saying this, bitva mrusha shru drusha ashmana raho jaghasa hayangava andaram gadaha. That, got angry and bitva mrusha shru, tears were coming. Children are like that. When they get very angry, they'll start crying, isn't it? Anger comes in the form of tears from their eyes. Mrushashru, Shukra Brahmarshi says, it's not real. It's all show. It's all show. Mrushashru is saying, Bithwa Mrushashru. And also, Mrushashur Shad Ashmana Raho. There was a piece of stone there. People say that it is the one that they have used for grinding the spices or whatever for cooking. They had, they didn't have grinder in all those days, isn't it? Nowadays you have to explain to people that what it is, this verses, because we don't know anything else. We only know Molinex grinder or whichever grinder we use, isn't it? But in them days, they used to have a large stone, and there will be a baby stone on which they keep grinding the everything, all the spices, and while cooking different vegetables, everything, masala, everything they had to grind. For the grinding stone, you can say, all the old houses will have, new houses you won't find anything. So, such a stone was there, and the baby stone, which is used for pushing around on that top to grind it. Krishna saw that, sitting next there. So this is the right thing, he thought. With a lot of difficulty, he took it, and carrying it on the belly, because he doesn't have this, he has to act this role very well, isn't it? So he's holding it close to his chest. So it appears as though the belly is supporting the whole thing. Vilumangalam says, if that drops, what will happen? Vilumangalam, that's also in the Karnavratam you will see there. He's saying, Vilumangalam's concerned. Krishna, if you drop that, what will happen to your lotus feet? What will happen? So, Vitva Mrishashur Dashadashvanaraho Jagasa Hayangava Mandaram Gadaha. He dropped it on the pot. The pot is broken, and the pot is broken, and the churning rod is lying there. And when it is broken, and the pot lying there, and the whole yogurt or butter and milk, everything is spread all over. And that anger hasn't gone still. So the churning rod Krishna took and gave a smash to the bigger pieces of the pot to finish the anger, isn't it? Try to get the butter from there, but there's all pieces of the pot also inside the pot when he has broken in there. And got anger and got up from there and looked around. So there was another huge pot there, not so big, which he can carry, which is normally filled with the butter. So he took that and put that butter inside and started walking from there. While walking, because the butter is on the floor, he put his feet on the butter everywhere. So the mark is everywhere, which way he has gone. He's enjoying walking in the butter with the feet. The children nature, the childish nature. So he's walking away. So all the monkeys, all the cats, they are all observing this, what's going on. They thought this is the opportunity to get something to eat, isn't it? So, so what they did was, they followed him, followed Krishna. They knew Krishna is very magnanimous, they'll give freely, distribution will happen. And the feet are both full of this butter and yogurt. So after walking a while, he noticed there, he kept looking back, is Yashoda coming back, chasing me? And after a while he knew that Yashoda hasn't come yet. So, but the mark is everywhere because of the putting the feet in the milk and the yogurt everywhere. So when Yashoda came back, she didn't know where he has gone. And Krishna thought that Yashoda may not be able to find him. When he got there, he went outside. By now it's getting brighter. Krishna went outside, and there was this mortar lying there where they were actually grinding the grains. In the olden days, they had everything done manually. For pounding the grains, they have a thing called a mortar. Krishna saw that this is a good place to sit, got on that, and sitting there, started distributing everything, what he brought in the pot, freely to the monkeys as well as to the cats who had come there. And they are all having a great time. The monkeys, the cats and Krishna, they were all hanging, and little kittens, they had come, and they were fed very well. Krishna is very kind to them. So, when this incident happened, Yashoda Devi saw that, and she realized that what the gopis were telling me all these days is the truth. He can do all these things if he wants it. So, not only he has smashed the whole pot, taken all the butter, and now he is distributing everything to the monkeys and the kittens who had come there, and he has what he has done with the feet mark, he has gone in 2-3 different directions to confuse her. so that she will go around looking which way to go, not knowing. So she is looking all the time, he is keeping an eye. Is she chasing me with the stick? And as soon as he saw that she has seen her, he got out from there and wanted to run. But ultimately, Yashoda initially was finding it difficult. You have to remember, Yashoda is over 40 years old. Nanda Maharaj is 44 when Krishna was born. So, and also Yashoda has a little heavy body. It is not so easy for her to run after a little boy like that. Anyway, eventually she managed to catch up with him. And when she tried to bring him and tie him, Shukabrahma, she says there that Taddama Badhyamanasya Swarbhagasya Krita Agasa Dyangulona Mabhutena Sandhadenya Chagobiga. That Gobiga situation. Dyangulona Mabhutena Sandhadenya Chagobiga. She tried very hard, but it is short of length, the rope she had. And she was getting angry with him, telling him, stand there, I'm going to tie you down. And she was threatening him, I'm going to beat you up. And not only that, Krishna was thinking that she's going to take the pot away from me. Before that, let me have as much as I could. So Krishna was also trying to eat at the same time. He's angry also. Tears are coming. Yashoda is threatening. The whole scene is not good, looking very good for Krishna. So what did she do? He says there that Tektva yashtim sudam bidam vijnayar bhagavalsala yeshakiladam badhyam dvamnada dvija kovidaha. That Tektva yashtim sudam bidam vijnayar bhagavalsala. Seeing the situation, she decided to throw the stick away, not to frighten him, because there is inside, the mother is working. Doesn't want to hurt him, but at the same time she has to act tough now. Because if she doesn't act tough, it will look bad. So much complaints have already come, and now she has to do something about it. But at the same time inside, heart doesn't allow her to do anything to him. So she says to him, I won't beat you. Only thing is I will tie you down. That's all. I want to do that. So she had managed to get some rope and try to tie him down, but long sufficient. She says to him, you stand here, I'll get more ropes. She goes and whatever rope she had at home, she brought all that, joined them all together and started tying with that. Again, not long enough. And when it comes to while she ties around that ulukhan of the mortar and bring it around the waist, that's where it is short of length, near the waist. So 14 planetary systems are inside that belly. 14 planetary systems are inside that belly. And I have shown you that it is inside me. And still, have you forgotten that? The rope won't be sufficient. With the rope, what pieces of rope, what you have got, is not long enough to tie around these 14 planetary systems, would it? This is Krishna's mood, standing there. And Yashoda is getting confused about the whole thing. The rope is not enough, long enough. Brought extra ropes, tied down, not long enough. It was at that time, a group of gopis arrived on the scene. When gopis came, Krishna is standing there, ready to be tied to the mortar, and looked at Krishna's face, all the gopis. The tears are coming. And looked at Yashoda. Yashoda is also tired after running and chasing him and bringing him and all that. She is also feeling tired. Gopi says to Yashoda, do you trust us now, what we told you before? Do you believe us what we were telling you all these days? You never believed us, did you? Now do you understand what he is like? Then they will look at Krishna's face. and says to him that, what have you been doing with us? Now today, your own mother has caught you now. Now you will see what you're going to get. We didn't do anything to you. We let you go. But your mother is not going to let you go. Like this, looking at Yashoda's face, looking at Krishna's face, again looking at Yashoda's face, looking at Krishna's face. In this way, back and forth, they kept looking and talking to Yashoda and Krishna. And they were saying to Yashoda, seeing Yashoda getting exhausted, they said, we will help you with more ropes. They also went and brought some ropes. They all joined together. They tried to tie Krishna down. The ropes were not long enough. That's what he's saying there. Taddhama badhyamanasya swarbhagasya kridagasaham dyangulonam abhotena santadenyacha govikaham yadasi tadabinyunam tenanyadabisantade tadabidyangulam nyunam yadyadadattabandhanam yadyadadattabandhanam. That dyangulonam abhul, dyangulonam abhotena, that that every time when they look, it was short of 2 inches. 2 inches. So Yashoda altogether finished, exhausted. No matter how much rope has been brought in, it was not sufficient. And gopis are trying, helping, but it is not helping. So, dyangulonam abhutena sandadenyacha gopika. So, at that time, gopis are looking at them and trying to see how Yashoda is tying him. Is there anything wrong with the way she is tying? And they were so, at the same time they are saying to Yashoda also, you never believed us before, now see what has happened, all these things. So when all these things happened, Yashoda started feeling bad. She can't tie her own son and chastise him and friend of the gopis that too. So she was feeling a little bit uneasy about it. What will the gopis think about me? I have no control. They were telling me before that if you don't control him now, he, when he grow up, he will become a bigger problem. Instead, you may train him now in such a way that he doesn't develop these habits. And therefore, they were looking at Yashoda. In a way, Yashoda sensed the situation. And Yashoda was feeling totally lost, not knowing what to do. It was at that time that Krishna noticed that, that my mother is feeling the problem, is feeling the pressure. Gopis are coming and looking at her, and she is feeling helpless about me. Let me allow him to do what he wants to do. And notice that, that you will see there, in that verses, in the drishtva parishramam Krishna swamadu svinnagatraya, 18th verse, swamadu svinnagatraya visrastakabarasrajaha drishtva parishramam Krishna kripayasit subandhane, kripayasit subandhane. That seeing mother's helplessness, that and the gopis were making fun of her, Krishna decided to change the situation. And if you want to tie me down, you can tie me down. And don't make fun of my mother. This is what Krishna was saying, that so tie me down now, says. And when Krishna decided to do that, Yashoda's tears were coming from Yashoda's eyes, unable to do anything about it. But with the first rope Yashoda has brought before, with that rope itself, she was able to tie Krishna to the mortar. Krishna to the mortar. That's why Shukla Brahmarshi is saying there, all these things. Nemam virinjo na bhavo na shrira pyangasam shraya prasadam lebhire gobi yatad prapa vimuktida prasadam lebhire gobi. This is the prasadam what Krishna has given only to the gopi Yashoda. Nobody else had this prasadam. Which means, it means a lot than that. Why? This vastu here, Krishna. Great yogis, jnanis, devotees.
They try to get him inside the heart. So difficult, isn't it? In their meditations, people are performing meditations, chanting the holy name, studying Srimad Bhagavatam, various deity worship processes, everything they do, eventually to get Krishna inside the heart. They are unable to do that. And that personality whom they are all trying to get inside, he has allowed himself to be bound by his own mother, Yashoda, out of compassion. Out of compassion. That is what it is. That's what he is saying here. Who are they? That Drono Vasunam Pavaro Dharaya Sahabhaya Karishyamanam Adeshan Brahmanastam Uvachaha. Brahmanastam Uvachaha. That Drono Vasunam Pravaro. How did this happen? Because Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, for several lifetimes, they have performed austerities and penances. The result of that, the pious activities, what they have performed, what that is what they are enjoying now with Krishna. Drono Vasunam Pravaro Dharaya Sahabhariya. Both are Vasus, Ashtavasus. Among them, Drona is a Vasu, a living entity from a higher level, higher planets, like Gandharvas, Vidyadharas, like that. Vasus are also, there are eight of them, Ashtavasus. So Drona is a Vasu. Dhara was his wife. As a Vasu, she is his wife. And they, Nanda Maharaj had, Drona was the name then, now Nanda Maharaj. So Drona became Nanda Maharaj and Dhara became Yashoda in this birth. In the last birth there were Drona and Dhara. So Drona and Dhara, they performed so much penances and austerities by which they were given this opportunity to look after Krishna like this. And that's what was happening there. And the result was that he's saying here, Drono Vasunam Pravaro Dharaya Sahabhaya Karishyamanam Adeshan Brahmanastam Uvachaha. And this is more to talk about that, so we'll continue tomorrow. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.